From ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. His congregation is tiny, just a few dozen members, but Florida church pastor Terry Jones has caused an uproar over his plans to burn copies of the Quran, Islam's holy book. President Obama tells ABC News this is a stunt and a security threat for Americans overseas.
This stunt that he is talking about pulling could greatly endanger our young men and women in uniform who are in Iraq, who are in Afghanistan.
And reaction from Craig Love, the mayor of Gainesville, Florida, where the church is based.
We want the world to see the actions of a tiny group that are carrying out contrary acts are not representative of our community at all.
But the pastor says he's going ahead with Saturday's burning, despite growing pressure to call it off.
We feel that it's definitely an indirect attack upon our freedom of speech. It is putting, of course, we believe, unnecessary pressure upon us.
Terry Jones. The remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine have caused more than 100 flood rescues in Texas, and it spun off several tornadoes. Flash flood watches are in effect this morning in Oklahoma. ABC's Jim Ryan's in Dallas.
To see images of the damage from Wednesday's tornado here in West Dallas, it's hard to believe that nobody was killed or seriously hurt. That's partly a function of timing and luck. The twister touched down after Vicki Jones's auto parts store had shut its doors for the day.
All the guys were gone. Well, they close at 5. I'm so glad. That's the blessing.
The large bay doors on the front of her shop were torn off and some ceiling tiles came down. Two doors down, a paint supply company was smashed by the winds and by an 18-wheeler thrown through the front wall. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Another rough day for fire crews near Boulder, Colorado. Fighting a major blaze, thousands of people evacuated. This is ABC News.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot, thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
City officials in Detroit are defending their response to a series of fires this week. At least 85 buildings were destroyed. Some are abandoned homes, but many people saw their belongings go up in smoke. Mayor Dave Bing says high winds and very dry conditions were responsible for making things so bad.
I just don't think for a natural disaster, which is really what this was, I don't think that you can appropriately plan for that.
James Mack is Detroit's fire commissioner.
We were having power lines down throughout the city. We had winds from 25 to 49 miles an hour, and it just created a firestorm where we had fires.
The fires swept through several neighborhoods of Detroit. Online scams and crime are widespread. New survey from the computer security firm Symantec says 97% of adults expect to be a victim at some time. Of the 7,000 users surveyed in 14 countries, 65% say they have been victimized. This is ABC News.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hi, this is Morgan with Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Fall is in the air. Are you looking for a new look? Right now, I am offering $20 off highlights or color with haircut. Call 693-0350 today to book your appointment with me, Morgan. It's time to get that new fall look, and $20 off makes it even better. Call 693-0350 to book your appointment at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Look great at your Aggie tailgate this fall. Call me, Morgan, at 693-0350 for highlights or color with haircut at $20 off.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi, the new general manager at Team Auto in Navasota. At home, my wife and two kids are my team. At work, my staff is my team. But we want to make you and your family a part of our team. You've never been able to shop 8 auto lines at one Brazos Valley dealership until now. So whether you're looking for Ford, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Mercury, Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge, Team Auto has your vehicle. Visit MyTeamAuto.net or come to Navasota and let us make you a part of our team. Team Auto, Navasota.
Come see my daddy at Team Ford, Team Auto.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 77 degrees right now at the studios. 91 for a high today, 30% chance of more showers. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The separation agreement between Bryan City Council and former city manager David Watkins has been made public. WTAW's Bill Oliver has the breakdown.
Watkins will continue a relationship with the city as a consultant for the mayor and city council through January 3rd of next year. An open records request has been made attempting to determine the total dollar value of Watkins' package. Watkins will receive two more paychecks as a full-time city employee through September 30th. Then Watkins will start receiving his severance pay. It's a combination of salary, car allowance, vacation days, sick leave days, floating holidays, and other benefits. The agreement also includes Watkins receiving a positive reference letter signed by Mayor Jason Bielinski. There's also a confidentiality clause that states in part that Watkins agrees not to make any statements or give any opinions concerning matters of city business while serving as city manager, which casts the city in a negative light. Read the separation agreement on our website, WTAW.com. Then leave a comment with your thoughts. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two themes came out of the first public forum reacting to proposed changes to the College Station School District's attendance zones. The crowd of more than 100 heard nearly all 17 speakers thank the 37-member committee for their work. Then most who spoke told the Board of Trustees to do more to balance student population at all schools. Wednesday's final speaker, Kyle Harrington, was among those pointing out some schools still had too few or too many students from low-income homes.
I'm disappointed because one of the things that you said out there is we need to make sure every campus is comparable student composition. And when I look at that, that's 40%. And when I see one school that's going to go to 56% and one school that's at 22%, I can tell you that's not comparable by any definition I've ever heard. My daughter tried to do that to me last year when she told me that her 2.0 was equivalent to a 4.0. It didn't work then. It ain't working now.
Another concern was splitting neighborhoods, which Kendra Graff of Edelweiss Gardens says would happen.
We're trying to develop a community within our neighborhood, including our subdivision, and in splitting us into elementary schools, which is a critical place for making friends at a young age and staying within the community. It's going to hinder our efforts as a neighborhood, so we would like to consolidate both into one school. As for which school, I don't know that I've heard any preferences because they're both good schools as far as I'm concerned.
Trustees offered no comments during or after everyone spoke. The board will hold two more forums next Tuesday and a week from tonight to collect more opinions. You can see the proposed zones and learn more online at rezoning.csisd.org. The race to fill the unexpired term on College Station City Council means a municipal race is on the November ballot for the first time in a long time, if not ever. But the nature of fall races compared to city elections could mean some missed votes.
If a voter goes in and votes a straight party, whether it be Republican or Democrat, it's not going to pick up a vote for the council because the council's nonpartisan.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there's no way to predict voter turnout in the race, although it's likely to be higher since voters will cast ballots for state and national races at the same time. Newcomers John Nichols and Janet McMillan are vying for the unexpired term on Place 5 following the death of Larry Stewart in June. The winner will serve until at least next May. College Station Utilities repair crews were out in the storms Wednesday making repairs from a variety of power outages. The affected area was east of Highway 6 and between University Drive and Emerald Parkway. CSU officials say in all, an estimated 2,200 customers were without power at one time or another. 500 customers had no power for about 30 minutes. Heavy winds forced a tree into power lines, causing outages in the Wood Creek and Foxfire subdivisions. And Governor Rick Perry is activating military personnel and rescue teams after heavy, including College Station-based Texas Task Force 1, to help flood victims hit by the remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine. Perry announced the activations Wednesday after heavy rains prompted evacuations across central and north Texas. Among the resources being deployed are 48 Texas Military Forces personnel, 10 high-profile vehicles, 2 Black Hawk helicopters, and 4 Swiftwater rescue teams from Texas Task Force 1. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 77 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack! If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Doing some weather, brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're presented with a gift pack that includes information on businesses. Get your business there. Be there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine's going to remain locked in place across the area for the weekend, but we have to get to the weekend first. Lots of clouds today. Showers and thunderstorms may pop up during the day. Highs 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms diminish during the evening. Lingering cloudiness overnight, 75 to 80 for the low. Becoming partly sunny Friday, it'll be 90 to 95. Friday night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday, we'll have some sunshine, and highs are going to be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Rangers finally break that skid, stop it at 5 games, and they finally beat the Blue Jays after 7 straight losses to Toronto. They'll finish up a 4-game series tonight in Canada. The Astros 1-2. We'll talk about some A&M football as they get ready for the Bulldogs coming in to Louisiana Tech. I think we get to hear the whole fight song today.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, and I'll give a shot at some tennis names from the U.S. Open. All that and more coming up in sports.
Always fun.
Oh, always an adventure there.
Maybe, Chase earlier this week used a program that allows the computer to say words.
Possibly, yeah, I don't know how well that's going to work.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Those U.S. Open names.
Because it could be like, sounds like. And
well, kudos to our Associated Press sports service. They any name that's a it's quite difficult. It's any way difficult, they do give me a phonetics.
Okay.
Then I just got to figure out how to say the phonetics.
That's,
yeah, so
that's
it's up to me after that.
That's right.
They give it a try.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that.
I would recommend that any sports news organization, any of them, not just, you know, local ones or anything like that, do the same thing, because we in radio do use their stuff also.
Sounds like a veiled shot, Scott.
No, it wasn't a shot. It was just a suggestion. It was just a suggestion. I guess I could have made it privately by email, but it was just a suggestion. But, you know, it would just be nice for we radio types.
I just don't know it matters that much.
What, on the tennis name?
Yeah, it's just the U.S. Open tennis. I mean,
well, but if we have one listener out there that cares,
that's right.
I mean,
yeah, that's right.
Then maybe they'll care enough to find out how it's pronounced. Just go,
say. I can't call them all brown.
Why can't we just... it works for me.
Well, you know, keep in mind, Scott, there's a reason why we talk about golf, too.
That's right. Why can't we just put a big number on their back, and then you could say number 7 beat number 23? Make it a lot easier.
Nothing else. It could be their rankings.
Could do
Oh, man. Yeah,
that,
you know, I listen to one of the worst sports I do on the radio. I've tried a little bit of every play-by-play, but football I just think is tough. Kudos to Chase and Mike and and Keith and all those people who do it so well. But football to me is tough unless you got lots of spotters around. But I remember one time listening to a radio broadcast that there were no names mentioned at all.
Just numbers?
Oh, yeah. Number 7 gives it off to number 24, tackled by number 76 there.
How big were the schools?
It was a high school game. You know.
Well, but that's big enough. Yeah. You should definitely know the players' names then.
Yeah. I mean, this is both home and visitors' team. This guy was ill-prepared.
People sitting at home, they got the roster in front of them.
Yeah, but mamas and daddies want to hear their boys' names.
That's right.
They don't want to hear their number, you know.
Basically right.
Yeah.
Of course, you know the funny thing now, I was talking to a guy earlier this week, and he was talking about he was traveling last Friday night, and he said he had to do what you must do if you're traveling in Texas on a Friday night. Uh-huh. And he did the old radio search for a high school football broadcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he gets the... you know, because it's being done over a phone line, for one thing. So
time was, you could do those on Saturday morning, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little replay.
It's time for Brookshire Royal and Hempstead football. Yep, anyway. All right, enough of that.
There we go.
So our nominee for Fun Couple of the Week, this would be the woman who tried to torture husband's boat, go-kart, and jacuzzi.
Well, he was a fun-loving dude if he had a go-kart and a jacuzzi.
Yeah. After, well, it was an argument over a Jennifer Lopez movie.
Guy, if I count the number of times.
Yeah, really? I know Tom and Judy just come to...
Oh, yeah. Was it good or was it bad?
They come to blows every time.
One of the worst movies... Judy doesn't criticize quickly. You guys know her. But one of the worst movies she ever saw, she still talks about it, was a Jennifer Lopez movie. I forgot which one it was. It was one where she played... a beaten wife or something like that.
You don't have to stay till the end.
No, you know you're right.
You can get up.
You can get up. You could leave.
Sharon Riska is facing arson and battery charges after a dispute with her hubby. According to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Department, Shannon's hubby told police that she was very jealous and didn't like him watching the Jennifer Lopez movie. Now, they watched it together, though. The husband said that they bickered about the curvy Latina actress throughout the night before heading to bed. And at one point, when her husband asked Shannon to move over on the bed, she yelled, "So are you saying I got a fat?"
One of them.
That's when she stormed out.
Slowly.
Yeah, it would
knock the lamp off the table.
it would appear that she told police that she lit the go-kart on fire. Amazingly, alcohol was involved.
Can't imagine.
The jacuzzi is fine, but obviously it has its own water source. The boat is partially damaged, but the go-kart is a total loss. It's all happened out in front of their
trailer
house.
Uh-huh.
Which was also partially damaged.
It's
gonna be a good day. Hey, honey, you'll come home. We'll watch as a Val Kilmer movie. How's that?
We're gonna have a great time together.
Here we go.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
His go-kart? How old is this guy?
Yeah, really. 38 going on 7.
Yeah.
Down the street just to get him. Took a train to play the bus.
Well, what's he going to do with that speed racer helmet he's got now? His go-kart's all gone.
He'll become a stunt bicycle rider.
Reckon he had it insured?
No.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Legendary A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill will be at Mama Longo's Fine Jewelry this Saturday, along with members of the original 12-man kickoff team. Coach Sherrill will have his book available for purchase, with the proceeds going to Texas A&M scholarships. Come to Montelongo's before the game to meet Coach Sherrill and to view the showcase of Montelongo's Collegiate Jewel line of Aggie jewelry. This exclusive line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces in Montelongo's showroom or online at Collegiate.
BridgetJewel.com. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, 401 University Drive East. The place to be this Saturday before the game as we get ready to beat the hell out of La Tech. And for your chance to meet, shake hands, get autographs, and discuss Aggie football with the one and only former Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill and members of the original 12th man kickoff team. For more information, visit Montelongo's.com or call 979-691-2019.
It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, having a little coughing attack in here, but I decided not to share it with you.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. September the 9th, come on, it's a burr month, I was close. Okay. September the 9th it is, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor Cliff Robertson's birthday is today.
Still around.
Yeah, he had quite a career. Wasn't he on our radio station for a while?
No.
That was Dale Robertson.
Dale Robertson. That's
everybody.
Right.
No kin.
That's right. I'm
no kin.
Sorry. Yeah, no kin at all.
He's married to Adina Merrill.
Uh-huh. Cliff Robertson, 87 years old today. Actor Topol. He was the Fiddler on the Roof. He's 75 years old today. Singer Inez Fox. Heard of her. 68 years old. Singer keyboardist Doug Engel of Iron Butterfly turned 64 years old
Yenna
today.
Yenagata DeVita.
There you go.
The guy who sang was so drunk, he could not stand up during the recording session.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And you consider that was in the world of radio, that was a great song.
Yeah.
That was a 14-minute song.
I was going to say.
Sure.
I mean, smoke them if you got them.
Still remember tracking that one.
Yeah. That's right.
Go out there, smoke a cigarette in Mobile Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Go back inside and realize it wasn't safe being out there at night.
Yeah. It was all it was. Smoking a cigarette. All that was giving up your position right there.
Found one.
Country singer Freddie Weller, country singer, who was also a member of Paul Revere and the Raiders, is 63 years old today.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, there you go. One of the Doobie Brothers, John McPhee, is 60. Actor Tom Wopat. Speaking with the singing theme, he doesn't sing very well, but he tries to sing. Of course, he was one of the Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
He's 59 years old
Luke.
Today. He was Luke. Actress Angela Cartwright, Danny Thomas Show, Lost in Space, Sound of Music, 58 years old today.
She was a pretty cutie, wasn't it, one
time?
She
was a cutie. Oh, yeah. Sure she was, yeah.
Yeah, she is. And what in the world were you thinking, Jay Leno said to Hugh Grant, who turns 50 years old today.
He's only played one role in his life.
Right, in about 19 different movies.
And continues just to do that.
Exactly. And lost that good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actor-comedian Adam Sandler turns 44 years old today.
He's wealthy,
yeah. Does a lot of work. Some of it good, some of it not so good. But jazz singer Michael Bublé. Sorry. He'd be Bublé, of course. He's 35 years old today.
Well, he's kind of interesting. I saw him on Beck a while back. He's a bit crazy. I mean, he's got a crazy streak.
And show me someone in show business that's not a little bit
that's
crazy.
True. But he smokes. Did you know that?
No.
Which is kind of interesting. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, there's two reasons I'm better than Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I mean,
tell my wife that. Number one, he smokes. Number two, he's older than I.
So there. All right.
That's all I got on list one. List two. I thought you said Michael Keaton yesterday, did you not?
A
few days ago.
Well, that's weird, because I've got him for September the 9th at 59. And sure another person we said a few days ago I've got today was Henry Thomas from E.T.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. So, somebody's right, somebody's wrong, but happy birthday week to all these people. Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I got.
Okay, well, if Dave Stewart hadn't been part of the group, it would have just been the Eurythmic, 58. Rachel Hunter, model lady, is 41. And Joe Theismann. That's the way it was pronounced.
Yeah, that's how his mama called it.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But they thought, well, he could win that award if they changed the pronunciation to Theismann. A great leg break that we'll always remember. Is he done? He's not doing any TV anymore, is he? Tell me he's not.
I think he does.
Yeah,
he's
probably floating around somewhere.
Yeah. That movie, the Blind Side, if you've seen it, and if you haven't seen it yet, I'll just prepare everybody. The movie starts off with a slow motion shot of the leg break.
Yeah, and you don't.
That's how the movie starts off. So if you don't want to watch it, just be prepared. If you ever watch that movie, it hits you right between the eyes right at the beginning of the movie.
Yep, there you go. It's 6:24.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, just when you thought it couldn't get any better from the liberal Obama mania media people out there. Well, now we got Chris Matthews. Remember, Barack Obama gives a speech. He gets a thrill up his leg.
The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech. I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Well, that thrill up his leg has not gone away. As a matter of fact, he gets the same thrill not only up his leg, but all over him.
You know, I get the same thrill up my leg, all over me, every time I hear those words. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that's me. He's talking about my country, and nobody does it better.
Now, you can take that any way you like. One thing is for sure, Obama mania is alive and well and living in the mainstream media.
The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand new Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at wctractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's wctractor.com on the web.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Lots of folks got more rain today, maybe even more rain than they got earlier this week, even though, you know, these percentages every once in a while don't quite stack up the weather's booster. Here's what we've got, though, today. Going to be plenty of humidity. We know that. High temperature of 91, and heat index, again, could be up as high as 101. So be ready for that. 77 for low temperature tonight. About 92 for tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain hanging on. And we'll gradually get those temps back up. In fact, Sunday and Monday, we're looking at highs probably 96 or 97 once again. Humidity now is 97%. Winds are from the south at 8. We've got overcast skies out there, and the air temperature is 79 degrees. No rain in the area right now.
If you're trying to persuade someone to your point of view, you'll make the job a lot easier on yourself if the other person thinks you're likable. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Meet Mary Ellen Walsh, owner of a new Chevy Equinox.
One day I was driving the old Hyundai and I was going to pick the kids up. I was slip sliding all over the road. I had to have an all-wheel drive. These are my children. And that's when we started looking. We wanted to go with the Chevy Equinox because now I'm in this and I'm like riding on top of the world.
To hear more of Mary Ellen's story and to learn more about Equinox, visit Chevy.com, and may the best car win.
I got my flu shot for my granddaughter.
I got my flu shot for my mother, since I'm taking care of her now.
Getting an early flu shot is the best thing you can do to arm yourself for the ones you love. And Walgreens makes it easy. We have the most pharmacists certified to immunize. Walk-ins are welcome, and the shot is available anytime our pharmacy is open. Plus, it's covered by Medicare Part B and many insurance plans. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Subject to availability and immunizing healthcare professional on duty. Certain restrictions may apply. See pharmacy for details.
When you want to be persuasive, the words you use are very important.
You know, accidents don't sell newspapers. Tragic accidents sell newspapers. And so using language that creates a picture in people's minds helps you sell your point.
Chris St. Hilaire, author of the book 27 Powers of Persuasion, says another effective technique is what he calls mutualizing goals.
When I'm talking to someone, if they make a point I was going to make anyway, well, what I'll say is, it's like Tom said earlier, I will now mutualize the idea. I'll help them adopt my idea. Because most people, just about everybody, likes to be right.
Silence can be very persuasive because when you don't speak, the other person will. You see, people hate silence, so they tend to fill it up by talking.
The reality, what people really think, usually comes at the end of what it is they're saying. When you let silence sit for a bit, what you find is that people will add on. They'll allow their real thoughts to come out if you let those thoughts be heard.
And your likability plays a big role in your persuasiveness.
Like is reciprocal. And so when you find that you've enjoyed someone's company, that you like them, chances are they like you too. You have the best opportunity to persuade when you like people and those people like you.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Jason Ruppel, General Manager at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet on any Wednesday or Thursday from now through the end of the month and play all day for only $20 plus tax, including green fee and cart fee. Again, that's play all day on any Wednesday or Thursday for only $20. Be sure to mention this play all day special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207 or visit us online at bluebonnetcountry.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 77 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 91, with a 30% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The College Station School Board hosted the first of three public forums Wednesday night on proposed changes in attendance zones. More than 100 who attended heard none of the 17 speakers support the recommendations made by a 37-member committee. Beth Miles asked to expand grandfathering to include this year's fourth graders.
An elementary school student is very established after second grade. They have spent the majority of their time at that elementary school. They've established their friends. They've established who they are socially, and they're looking forward to their last 2 years. It would be akin to saying, let's move the juniors and seniors from Consol. They've only been there through sophomore year, so that's not that much, so we'll just move them. And most of us in this room probably wouldn't move our high school students after their sophomore year because we feel they're established.
Most of the speakers, including Fiesta Garrett, wanted all the schools at all grade levels to be close to the district average of 40% of students on free and reduced lunches.
We have all chosen to live in College Station, knowing full well that we have bought homes in a school district that valued balanced schools and used the number of SES students to find that balance. If we wanted to live in school districts with neighborhood communities and neighborhood schools, we could live in Bryan. Busing students, driving past newer and closer schools are what College Station residents knew they were getting into.
Two more forums will be held next Tuesday and a week from tonight. The proposed attendance zones and other information remain online at rezoning.csisd.org. Another year of compensation without working is what Bryan's former city manager will receive. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
The separation agreement approved by the Bryan City Council and David Watkins gives the former city manager 12 months of salary and car allowance, the cash equivalent of paying his health and life insurance, and cash for next year's vacation, sick leave, and floating holidays. Watkins will also be paid cash for nearly 900 hours of combined vacation and sick leave time he built up while on the job. He'll also receive two more regular paychecks as a full-time city employee through September 30th. The total value of the buyout was not included in the agreement. An open records request has been made to determine the cost. Watkins will continue a relationship with the city as a consultant for the mayor and city council through January 3rd of next year. The 10-page document includes a confidentiality clause restricting what all sides can say. Perhaps a hint to what was going on behind the scenes was found in the reference letter Watkins received from Mayor Jason Bielski. David Watkins has asked the tough questions about ways to streamline operations and cut duplicative services in all departments. The recession and tight budgets have created awareness of the city council that hard choices have to be made. Our community, like all others across the country, has faced challenging economic times. Sometimes these situations can create a desire for a change in direction. Read the entire separation agreement on our website, WTAW.com. Then leave a comment with your observations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Storms Wednesday afternoon resulted in power outages in Northeast College Station. College Station Utilities says heavy winds forced a tree into power lines, causing outages in the Foxfire and Wood Creek subdivisions. Overall, the affected area was bordered by Emerald Parkway, University Drive, and east of Highway 6. At one time or another, 2,200 customers were in the dark. About 500 were without power for about 30 minutes Wednesday afternoon. And it's a test run to see how municipal elections to election turnout, that is, might change if ballots were cast in the fall instead of the spring. College Station voters will decide between Jana McMillan and John Nichols to fill the unexpired Place 5 term on City Council. The place opened after Councilman Larry Stewart died in June. Mayor Nancy Berry sees both positives and negatives. On the downside,
it's a nonpartisan race, and we don't pay any money to serve. So how much money can you spend on your election, number one? And number two, how much can you raise when the big guys are out there campaigning, and how much airtime are they sucking out of the market?
On the bright side, Berry says increased interest in fall state and national elections should increase voter turnout. However, anyone who votes a straight party ticket will not cast a ballot in the city election because the race is nonpartisan. WTAW News Time is 6:35. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Hi, this is Chelsea with Riviera Salon and Day Spa. I'm offering a great deal to help you keep looking your best. Right now, I'm offering $20 off highlights or color with haircut and a $50 manicure-pedicure combo. So whether you are wanting a new fall look or just to refresh your summer style, call 693-0350 today to book your appointment with me, Chelsea, at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Be sure to mention this commercial when booking your appointment.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
Hey, let's do that weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
Weather conditions across the region will slowly improve. A lot of cloudiness for today, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. High is going to be 85 to 90. Tonight, any showers end, it'll remain mostly cloudy. Lows overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny and warmer with highs between 90 and 95. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. For Saturday, partial sunshine. Temperatures are back to 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You may have noticed last Saturday, if you were at the football game, that the Stephen F. Austin team seemed to have a lot of trouble with cramping. Lots of trouble with cramping. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. They tried to bait Mike Sherman into saying that some of it might have been exaggerated, but he wasn't taking the bait. We will talk about, though, that is kind of humorous. We'll also talk about the Rangers winning, finally, and the Astros winning, too. Try some tennis names out on you, and more coming up in sports.
Is he making fun of us? He's trying to get Coach Sherman to make fun of
no,
SFA?
The media was trying to sort of bait him into, you know, not only saying that they weren't in very good shape, but implying that maybe some of those going down with cramps were designed to disrupt the Aggie tempo.
Which
there's a video out on the web right now, which pretty well proves that in one instance that was the case. No. We ain't saying, but, you know, it just...
We're just saying.
You know, every week, Chase and I usually have to go through the media guide or game notes to get pronunciations or just information. And
Those pronunciations, yeah.
I happened to go through the... when I got to the area of restricted seating and access this week, I went ahead and got their media guide. And in the media guide, they have in the back every individual who has won a letter playing football at SFA.
Oh, right. How many pages is that?
I don't know. I just, you know what I figured? I figured it's in there to settle bar bets.
Got to do something in Nacogdoches.
Or elsewhere. Right. I did two.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, I lettered there. I did.
Yeah, that's a bar argument in San Augustine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he played ball. He played some college ball.
He played SFA.
That's
he was
right.
Third string deep snap.
That's right. Right? He said he was a good kid.
I wouldn't mess with him.
Right.
Pretty tough.
So here are the fight song lyrics for La Tech. Excuse me, Louisiana Tech. Fight, fight, fight for old red and blue. Show your might and we'll...
Show it too?
Root for you.
Oh.
Get on your toes... When you meet your foes, are they short?
I don't know. Those D-backs get on their toes, yeah. I'm telling you. And they'll get knocked on their butt.
And don't let them go through. The next line's easy. Tech, tech, tech.
Fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, no, just tech, tech, tech.
Tech, 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 tech.
Yeah. Fight, fight, fight.
Hit those lines like good old, here's the first two-syllable word, canines. Break through for a, here's the next one. Touchdown or two. And as we said the other day, it's going to take more than two. Hold up your chin. Let's all go in to win for our red and blue.
I'm telling you.
That just, man.
Brings a tear to your eye.
It does. It stirs emotions.
Football coach didn't write that.
Yeah,
because you don't get on your toes and you don't hold up your chin. Hold up your chin, you get your head knocked off.
Yeah, you really will.
Yeah. Don't lead with your chin when you're making a tackle.
Somebody will hit you in the Adam's apple.
Yeah, get up on your toes, you'll be knocked off balance.
Yep.
So, and again, like you said, Scott, one touchdown, two touchdowns ain't going to do it.
Probably not. It's only 29 seconds, huh?
25.
Wow.
Hey, it's a toe tapper.
You know, by the eighth game, they've got it memorized, so they're in good shape.
Yeah. I'm no music major, but that sounds like a pretty simple tune.
But I'm thinking there'll be sheet music flying across the field here.
Yeah.
It's only the...
I don't know.
Second game of the season.
I think John Philip Sousa has a right to sue there. He's bound to have written that somewhere.
Probably.
Well,
yeah.
They're not going to bring their band anyway. So.
Oh, they're not?
I seriously doubt they will.
Well, now, we thought that last week.
Yeah, well, now, we said that over the air, and AC quickly texted me that
we'll
were wrong.
Out.
So if he's listening, he'll text me.
All right. I just
generally speaking, non-conference teams don't bring their bands.
Yeah, and it's not
If you'll recall, Notre Dame didn't even bring its band.
Yeah.
Neither did Virginia Tech, I don't think. No, I think Virginia's
had
their band.
Well, they got just like A and M, they got their budgets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those buses,
yeah, but you gotta
those
have
buses
a,
don't run for free.
But you got to have a big road trip. I mean, you know, you got to have a big road trip.
Well, this one's not on television, as if TV shows the bands anyway. What does that have to do with it, right?
Yeah, let's see. When was the last time La Tech was on TV? Anyway.
Oh, you know, with the glut of networks
that's
now.
That's true. They're liable to be on the Corinthian Network or something that we don't know.
Ricardo Montalban?
I mean, no idea.
If he wasn't dead?
Oh. Well, I tell you what, if you want to talk politics, you don't have to go anyplace beyond the 17th Congressional District of Texas.
Oh, right here.
Right there on the Politico national website, Texas Republican congressional candidate Bill Flores says that Democrat Representative Chet Edwards' new attack ad is false and defamatory, and he is willing to go to court to prove it. Edwards' new ad accuses Flores of being responsible for thousands of job losses. The quote, Bill Flores says his energy companies created over 500 jobs. What he doesn't say is that an oil company he helped run laid off 3,000 workers and then paid off its top executives with millions, end quote. That's flat wrong, says Flores, who is challenging Edwards in a tight race for, it says here, Texas 23rd District. That's almost correct. The district, which includes Waco and former President George Bush's ranch, heavily Republican, Edwards has become an improbable Democratic survivor, their words. Flores held a conference call with reporters yesterday to refute the ad. So that made the national political news yesterday. So. And, of course, the president of U.S. America, Barack Hussein Obama, out speaking. I don't know if you heard, he was out of town yesterday. He was on the road speaking. It's a rare occurrence, but
yeah, I know, because he hardly ever gets out of the house.
He really. He had a speech. By the way, a 45-minute speech. That teleprompter operator had to be tired.
Maybe he's getting paid extra.
Maybe so. Maybe they had to have a tag team. Somebody take over after 20 minutes and move on in. Anyway, pretty much took on John Boehner by name in Ohio. kind of his home country. And, of course, Boehner is, at least it appears, as long as he keeps working on his tan, that he could well be the new Speaker of the House.
Uh-huh. I think that's a spray.
Yeah, however, howsomever. And, again, always wears wonderful ties to accent that color.
Yeah, sort of an earthy tie.
When was the last time we had a Speaker of the House who smoked?
Does Boehner smoke?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know, you know, who smokes and who doesn't,
well, do we really?
I mean, you know.
Yeah, there could be people higher up than he is on the food chain who might smoke.
We got a president that smokes.
Well, now, wait a minute.
There's a smoking room.
I was going to say, maybe he should, you know, have a powwow, light up with the old pres there.
Well, so. I mean, they shared a beer on the White House lawn, you know, some folks. So he could have a smoker there. They could take one of those, you know, white tents and drop the flaps down and go ahead and smoke them up in there and see how that turns out.
They ain't been so much drinking and smoking at the White House since Teddy Roosevelt, probably.
No, you know? LBJ.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. LBJ. Yeah.
I think LBJ did a fair amount of both of those.
Yeah, he'd have a nip and a.
Yeah, both of those.
And a camel.
Anyhow. Uh-huh. President is on.
A nip and a camel.
I don't know that he smoked camel. I thought he was an L&M guy.
Well, he could have been. You know, camel just seemed to fit the phraseology better.
You know, what is better than having a job, I don't know, maybe as like a senior economic advisor for a United States senator? That's a pretty good gig, don't you think? I mean, probably pretty good salary, probably get a fairly close parking place. And up until yesterday, Marcus Stanley got just that. Marcus, you see, was a senior economic advisor to California Democrat Senator Barbara Boxer. That is,
you better call her senator.
Because she worked hard for it. Anyway, he's walking into the Hart Senate office building, as he always does, and needs to empty his pockets. He goes in and up. Oh, there's a little green leafy substance there in his pocket.
Oh, dear.
So he was immediately farred by Senator Boxer.
He brought some marijuana into work.
Allegedly. Don't know that that's true.
What a dummy.
Well, excuse me, it's politics. You know, doesn't mean that they're always the brightest bulb out there. And Lisa Murkowski, who said that she, you know, she very, very quickly conceded in her loss to Joe Miller in the Alaska senatorial primary. Now she's decided that she's going to be a write-in candidate in Alaska. Now, her name is not easy to spell. And what happens if they misspell it? Is it like Google? Did you mean pop up?
Well, and how do you write in on electronic voting machines?
I don't know how that works.
Because, you know, with ours, it's just got the little wheel. Scroll L.
Yeah, that would be tough. Because that's a long name. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 letters.
Yeah, unless your name's Jim Hill, you're not getting any write-in candidates.
Probably not.
Or write-in votes.
She's looking at being a write-in candidate. Could announce her decision in the next few days. If she follows through, it would open the door for Democrat Scott McAdams in a race that, up until a few weeks ago, was considered to be an easy Republican lock. Once again, if you remember, Lisa had like $3 million in the bank or something like that, decided not to spend any money because she thought she had the seat won. Little did she know. So that's Alaska politics. And again, I mean, it's almost like they're in another country. Well, in fact, there is another country between us and them. But,
and you can see it from Sarah Palin's house.
You could do that.
Everybody likes to see a clean car or truck, but it's the oil you can't see that benefits most from being clean. Changing your oil and filter before they get dirty helps keep your vehicle running right. For most models, that's every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Changing the oil is the single most important thing you can do for your vehicle. Keep it clean with the top name brands at low prices from the helpful professional parts people at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store near you.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, purchase 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter starting at $19.99. Give your engine outstanding wear protection with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter starting at $19.99 only at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 11th, Rules of the Road. Learn all you need to know about the highway regulations affecting agriculture and movement of ag equipment. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of us mere mortal humans don't understand what it is about buildings, bridges, and other architectural features that catches our eyes. But often it's the creator's effective use of geometry, whether it's circles, triangles, rectangles, squares, or other more involved geometric patterns. Architects know how they can be laced together into those ageless structures that are as appealing to us now as they were 50 or 500 years ago when they were built. I'll be back with details, but first I want to tell you about my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the calendar that will tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's going to have a huge amount of information in it, more than 10,000 words. It's going to be a beautiful calendar with my best photos of the last 12 months. I always save my best for the calendar. Now, it's a beautiful calendar that will hang on any wall in your home. I know a lot of people use for their appointments, use their cell phones now, but this calendar will have all of that information, and that's not going to be on your cell phones of when to do all the important tasks. So if your question begins, Neil, when should I, and then you fill in the blank, it's going to be in the calendar. Save 41% on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine today while we're still honoring the pre-production offer on the calendar. Our magazine has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. You get it and the calendar and all that information for a total of only $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. To no one's great surprise, geometry is just as important in gardening as it is to architecture. The same shapes and how we use them does much toward determining our successes as planners of fine landscapes. One difference, however, is worthy of immediate note. Where square and rectangular shapes are most common in buildings and where departures from those basic shapes are the most noticeable, in gardening we find ourselves actually fighting those square forms. Most urban lots are boxy little rectangles. We build rectangular homes and we pour rectangular sidewalks, driveways, and patios. We erect rectangular fences, and then, as if all that weren't enough, we shear our shrubs into rectangular shapes. Good landscapes should complement their homes, but that doesn't mean that they have to repeat all of the home's lines. You want your landscape to look like a lovely piece of nature into which your house somehow just appeared, and that means that you're going to have to break those repetitive rectangular and square lines. That's where the other geometric forms will come to your rescue. Nothing softens stark squareness better than curves, circles, and ovals. Think of a brook meandering through a woodland meadow. It curves and it winds, but it's almost never straight. It certainly never reaches a corner and makes an abrupt right-angled turn. Plant your shrubs and ground covers into elongated, curved beds and watch the plantings tone down the rigidity of your house, patio, and fencing. Plant in rounded clusters and sweeps of the same types of plants. At most, use only 5 or 6 types of shrubs and vines and ground covers in any one part of your landscape. You can put triangles to work in your privacy screens. Rather than setting the screening plants in a long row along your property line, plant them in irregular triangles, varying both the distances between the plants and the distances the plants are from the property line. Now, those are geometry of the gardens as viewed from above, but there's also a geometry of the individual plants as viewed from ground level. Know the growth forms of all of the plants that you're using. That becomes very important in the final look of your great landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. Fall is another season for pruning. We'll talk about it in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:53. Time for your first look at sports, brought to you by Copper's Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. Go to coppershollowcare.com. Well, if you were one of the 81,000-plus at Kyle Field Saturday, you could not help but notice that the players for Stephen F. Austin seemed to be going down with cramps almost every time the Aggies had the ball.
Well, no one at A&M is daring to imply that those injuries may have been exaggerated just to stop play and interrupt the Aggie tempo. But there is a video out there on the internet that shows one Lumberjack player seemingly getting a sign from the sideline and then just sitting down on the field holding his calf and then just a few seconds later jogging off the field. Well, Coach Mike Sherman is not biting on such an allegation, but he was asked about how such a thing disrupts the offense.
Well, your tempo, you know, we're big on the tempo of the offense. And, you know, I think it's a great testimony to our kids. I think our kids are in great shape. You know, we run them like it's a basketball team. And, you know, they run all summer. They run. So I thought we were in real good shape for the game. You always worry about in your first ball game. Have you, we went out there, it's 91 degrees when the game started. And it was pretty hot. On the field sideline, we had the advantage of having the stadium shading us. But on the field, it was pretty warm. But I thought our guys handled that real well. But to answer your question, that was somewhat disruptive that the kids were cramping up in those situations.
Coach is being kind of generous here, folks. It wasn't that hot on the field Saturday night anyway. If it was a ploy, it didn't work, obviously. The Aggies won 48-7. Aggies will host Louisiana Tech Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Saturday's football game, with it falling on the 9th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the United States, will have plenty of ceremony. Members of Texas Task Force 1, who spent several days in New York City in the recovery effort, will be honored. Several soldiers who were visited this past May by Coach Mike Sherman during his visit to Iraq will be his guest on the sideline. Also, six new members of the A&M Letterman's Association Hall of Fame will be recognized after having been inducted Friday night at the Burgess Banquet. They are former softball star Patty Holthouse, football back Leland McElroy, linebacker Aaron Wallace, and cornerback Ray Mickens, pitcher Mark Ross, and soccer goalkeeper Melanie Wilson. Also, Caroline and Tommy Lohman will be inducted into the Hall of Honor for their support of Texas A&M Athletics. Major League Baseball, Brett Myers struck out 8 in 7 good innings. Hunter Pence homered, and the Houston Astros beat the Cubs 4-0 last night. Myers has lasted at least 6 innings in all 29 of his starts. It's the longest streak in team history and the longest in the majors since Curt Schilling's run of 35 straight for Arizona back in 2002. Derek Holland won for the first time since mid-May, and the AL West leading Rangers stopped their losing streak at 5 with an 8-1 win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Ian Kinsler led off the game with a home run. Nelson Cruz also homered for Texas. Oakland won last night over Seattle, so the Rangers keep a 7-game lead in the AL West. L.A. Dodgers' Joe Torre says he's going to wait to announce his plans for 2011. Previously, he said he'd announce by Labor Day whether he would manage the team again next year. He now says he'll wait until the Dodgers either clinch a playoff spot or are eliminated before revealing that decision. Back to college football, Alabama coach Nick Saban doesn't think Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram will play Saturday against Penn State, but he's not ruling him out. Ingram hasn't practiced since undergoing left knee surgery last week and had to miss the season-opening win. Matt Leinart practiced with the Houston Texans for the first time yesterday. The 2004 Heisman Trophy winner at Southern Cal signed a one-year deal with the Texans on Monday.
It's different than what I'm used to, which is, it's nice. You know, it's fun. You know, you're in and out. And for me, I'm just trying to get the calls down is the biggest thing right now.
And second seed Roger Federer is back in the U.S. Open semifinals after steamrolling 7-seed Robin Soderling in 3 games last night. The 5-time Open champ fired 18 aces and handled the wind gusts of 30 miles an hour to earn the right to face Novak Djokovic next. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Copper's Hollow. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tom Line Plumbing and Irrigation specializes in commercial and residential new construction, remodeling, and repairs. Tom has experience working with the best home builders in the Brazos Valley. With over 40 years combined plumbing experience, Tom Line Plumbing has the most knowledgeable licensed plumbers in the area. Tom Line Plumbing, putting the customer's needs and safety first. For your next plumbing project or service need, call 324-1200 or visit linehomeproducts.com. Voted Best of the Brazos Valley 2010.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, and they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today, about 91, and again, a heat index over 100 at 79.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. President Obama goes on the offensive over taxes, blaming Republicans in Congress for holding up agreement on extending tax breaks.
They're holding all those middle-class folks who need tax relief hostage right now in order to provide tax breaks for the top 2% wealthiest Americans who don't need a tax break, aren't asking for a tax break.
The president is opposed to extending the Bush tax reductions for individuals who earn more than $200,000, telling ABC News that would add the pressure on the deficit. Republicans say giving tax breaks to wealthy Americans would be a plus for small businesses and help the economy. Small business owner Drew Greenblatt says he'll be hit if the tax cut isn't extended.
This is going to pull cash out of our company, so we're going to have less money to invest.
In his ABC News interview today, the president also calls plans by a Florida pastor to burn a number of Qurans on Saturday a stunt. Mr. Obama says this would endanger American troops overseas. Traffic deaths are down in America. ABC's Jim Hickey says the numbers dropped nearly 10% last year.
It appears we are all becoming better drivers. The government says fewer people are dying on the nation's highways and byways than in the past six decades. Traffic deaths dropped to the lowest number since 1950. Safety experts credit the wearing of seatbelts, a crackdown on drunken driving, and cars and trucks are being built with better safety features. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Even so, the numbers are still very high. 33,800 people died in crashes last year. Shortages of trucks and drivers are delaying some product deliveries across the country. Freight costs are on the rise, and with the growing demand for shipments, delays could get worse. USA Today says more than two-thirds of shippers who were questioned are reporting tight capacity for trucks this quarter. This is ABC News.
Meet Patrick and Peggy English, owners of a new Chevy Malibu.
My wife had been a Toyota owner for many years and thought she always would be. With the Malibu, we were able to get the safety along with the other features that were important to us. I would recommend it to anybody who is looking for a family sedan, high quality, good mileage, and very safe.
I'm very, very happy with the car.
To hear more of Patrick and Peggy's story and to learn more about Malibu, visit Chevy.com and may the best car win.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's most complete.
Blue 42, set, hut!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some rain and low humidity has been helping firefighters in Boulder County, Colorado, make progress on a devastating blaze. Officials warn strong winds could come back in the next few days.
It's easy to get lulled into a sense that it's safe, that we're keeping you away for no reason, or that it's under control.
That's the local sheriff talking to local homeowners. Officials in Boulder County say 140 buildings were destroyed, many of them homes. Toys R Us plans to be all over the place this fall for the holiday shopping season. The biggest place for toys planning to open 600 temporary express stores at malls and shopping centers across the country. That's a big increase on last year. Toys R Us has plans to hire 10,000 temporary workers to help with the increase in the number of outlets. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
It's time again for the Brazos Valley's tastiest event, Lobster Fest. The Chamber of Commerce and Prosperity Bank are bringing back live Maine lobster and sizzling Outback steak on Sunday, September 19th at the Brazos Center. And be sure to register your team for the next day's 20th annual Golf Classic. Also brought to you by HEB, Scott & White, and CC Creations. For tickets and information, call 260-5200 or on the web at bcschamber.org. It's just one more thing your chamber is doing for you.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
What was that noise you just made?
I sneezed.
Well, stop it.
I can try, but, you know, they come in threes.
I'm trying to post jobs on this website, and it's hard.
Why don't you just use AggielandHelpWanted.com?
Why don't you just try not to sneeze?
Post as many jobs as you want for one low price in minutes, and they have great live help.
Are you done?
Yes. Oh, shoot, now I've got two more.
They're crying out loud.
Posting a job isn't that hard on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today. Lower 90s for a high. The heat index about 101, though. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The separation agreement between Bryan City Council and former city manager David Watkins has been made public. WTAW's Bill Oliver has the breakdown.
Watkins will continue a relationship with the city as a consultant for the mayor and city council through January 3rd of next year. An open records request has been made attempting to determine the total dollar value of Watkins' package. Watkins will receive two more paychecks as a full-time city employee through September 30th. Then Watkins will start receiving his severance pay. It's a combination of salary, car allowance, vacation days, sick leave days, floating holidays, and other benefits. The agreement also includes Watkins receiving a positive reference letter signed by Mayor Jason Bielinski. There's also a confidentiality clause that states in part that Watkins agrees not to make any statements or give any opinions concerning matters of city business while serving as city manager, which casts the city in a negative light. Read the separation agreement on our website, WTAW.com, then leave a comment with your thoughts. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two themes came out of the first public forum reacting to proposed changes to College Station school district attendance zones. The crowd of more than 100 Wednesday heard nearly all 17 speakers thank the 37-member committee for their work. Then most who spoke told the Board of Trustees to do more to balance student population at all schools. Wednesday's final speaker, Kyle Harrington, was among those pointing out some schools still had too few or too many students from low-income homes.
I'm disappointed because one of the things that you said out there is we need to make sure every campus is comparable student composition. And when I look at that, that's 40%. And when I see one school that's going to go to 56% and one school that's at 22%, I can tell you that's not comparable by any definition I've ever heard. My daughter tried to do that to me last year when she told me that her 2.0 was equivalent to a 4.0. It didn't work then. It ain't working now.
Another concern was splitting neighborhoods, which Kendra Graff of Edelweiss Garten says would happen.
We're trying to develop a community within our neighborhood, including our subdivision, and in splitting us into elementary schools, which is a critical place for making friends at a young age and staying within the community. It's going to hinder our efforts as a neighborhood, so we would like to consolidate both into one school. As for which school, I don't know that I've heard any preferences because they're both good schools as far as I'm concerned.
Trustees offered no comments during or after everyone spoke. The board will hold two more forums, including next Tuesday and a week from tonight, to collect more opinions. You can still see the proposed zones and learn more about redistricting, or rezoning, I should say, at rezoning.csisd.org. College Station Utilities repair crews were out in the storms Wednesday making repairs from a variety of power outages. The affected area was east of Highway 6 and between University Drive and Emerald Parkway. CSU officials say in all, an estimated 2,200 customers were without power at one time or another. 500 customers had no power for about 30 minutes. Heavy winds forced a tree into power lines, causing outages in the Wood Creek and Foxfire subdivisions. Governor Rick Perry is activating military personnel and rescue teams, including College Station-based Texas Task Force 1, to help flood victims hit by the remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine. Perry announced the activations Wednesday after heavy rains prompted evacuations across areas of central and north Texas. Among the resources being deployed are 48 Texas Military Forces personnel, 10 high-profile vehicles, 2 Black Hawk helicopters, and 4 Swiftwater rescue teams from Texas Task Force 1. And the race to fill the unexpired term on College Station City Council means a municipal race is on the November ballot for the first time in a long time, if not ever. But the nature of fall races compared to city elections could mean some missed votes.
If a voter goes in and votes a straight party, whether it be Republican or Democrat, it's not going to pick up a vote for the council because the council's nonpartisan.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there's no way to predict turnout in the race, although it is likely to be higher since voters will cast ballots for state and national races at the same time. Newcomers John Nichols and Jana McMillan are vying for the unexpired term on Place 5 following the death of Larry Stewart in June. The winner will serve until at least next May. WTAW News Time is coming up on 7-11, 77 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Hey, so Chase, I'm just thinking here. We could play the La Tech fight song Behind the Weather, and that would work.
It is 25 seconds long.
So that
how long's weather? Is it 28?
30. No, we're right at
30.
Dead on 30. Okay. Yeah, so we can do that. So the weather, along with the accompaniment of the Louisiana Tech, I guess, Bulldog Band.
Yeah, Bulldog Marching Band.
Okay.
Or something.
Weather is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new comes to town. We've never done this before. I mean, you know, put a fight song behind the weather.
Well, it's the first time for everything, my friend.
That's it. That's why we have this show, so we can do we can reach out, push the edge of the envelope. All right, weather's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. New folks come to town. They're offered a package of information on businesses. Be there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather conditions across the region will slowly improve. A lot of cloudiness for today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm. High's going to be 85 to 90. Tonight, any showers end, it will remain mostly cloudy. Lows overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny and warmer with highs between 90 and 95. Going to be partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows 75 to 80. For Saturday, partial sunshine. Temperatures are back to 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Might have been the best weather we've ever done.
Could be. Could be.
Right there. Goes right along with sports. Louisiana Tech, them Bulldogs. How about them Bulldogs? They're going to be at Kyle Field Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Aggies will be there, too, and we will talk about that. We'll talk about the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament and more coming up in sports.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. Could be the bestest weather forecast production ever.
Well, I think, you know, we've got, 11 more games, hopefully 12 more games. So I think that we could, you know, do fight song music bed behind all the weather.
Well, I think there might be some that folks really wouldn't want to hear us play.
I still can't find FIU band music, so.
And again,
you got,
if they dumped the band, and we'll have time to talk about this next week, but
I got one other location.
How does that make you feel? Now, where are they located?
They're in Miami.
Yeah, well.
You know, I could call their sports news office if they didn't dump them also, and maybe find
out. One guy in a typewriter. Yeah.
Maybe find out if there's somewhere on the website that that they've got some band music. I'm sure they'd love to
perhaps
guide us in that direction.
I think I have found the FIU
file. Oh, good. All right. That's wonderful. Oh, that's more our reason to be here is, once again,
crisis averted.
Justified. Tragedy was averted. Mm-hmm. I think it was it could have been a tragedy.
Wow.
Yesterday we told you that money actually can buy you happiness. Remember that up to a point?
Duh.
75K. A new study, it's a new one, now finds that happy people are more generous. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with being wealthy. Charities Aid Foundation, CAF, used data from a Gallup survey to examine the charitable behavior of 153 countries around the world, covering 95% of the global population. And according to that index, Australia and New Zealand went out as the most giving countries. Then comes Canada, Ireland, Switzerland, and U.S. America. The most surprising part of the list is the appearance of several countries that would be, I guess, considered poorer. Guyana, Turkmenistan. Boy, when's the last time you saw a vacation brochure for them? Laos and Sierra Leone. This hints at the ultimate finding that CAF had in their study, and that was that giving doesn't correlate to your gross domestic product. Happier people more likely to give money to charity than those who are wealthy. And we've had stories before here about U.S. Americans about how conservatives probably do give more to charity than liberals do. Now, if you go back up to that part about happy people being generous people, does that in fact mean that it's these liberals who are unhappy, who are disgruntled, and it's the conservatives who are gruntled? Donating money to charity, says the research director, is something that is traditionally...
I'm pretty gruntled.
Are you?
Yeah.
Donating money to a charity is something that is traditionally seen as being driven by how wealthy a person is. However, it's clear that happiness plays a very important role in influencing whether or not people will give money. So there. All right, I think we've all been here.
So if you're going to solicit donations from someone, you should first ask them, how you feeling today?
Hey, are you happy?
Yeah. What can I do to make you happy?
Right.
Dance.
Okay.
When you aiming your six shooter in their feet?
Yeah, here we go.
Dance, Rummy.
Yeah. 6:17. All right. Excuse me, 7:17.
Yeah.
It's 6:17 in Albuquerque. But
yeah, I ain't spending another hour.
El Paso.
Hour.
Yeah, that's right, doing this. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. You're out for an evening at a restaurant, mm-hmm. and somebody's kid makes it really less than enjoyable.
And you turn and look at him and say, hi, Chase.
Yeah. Take the information as you need. The South Carolina beach restaurant Old Salty has made it clear that a certain kind of youngster is not welcome in its dining room. Old Salty's owner, named Brenda Arms, has adopted a strict no-tantrum policy. And she posts signs in her restaurant warning patrons that screaming children will not be tolerated, end quote. So if you take your travel-weary tyke or just tyke who's not very well-behaved into the restaurant, she has, and the child has a meltdown, it's a she, it could be a he, you won't be permanently ejected, but an employee will, in fact, ask you to take the little young'un, the little pumpkin muffin, outside until they calm down.
The only problem with that is what constitutes a tantrum?
Don't know.
Tantrum in one person's eyes is not a tantrum necessarily in another person's eyes.
I guess it's the owner's call. Parents obviously not happy.
Well, there are days that my definition varies based on what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah.
One cockeyed look. Don't you throw a tantrum.
That's
you
know, right.
So,
you can't. There are folks who say you can't help it if your kids scream. I don't know about that. Yeah. Most patrons like the idea, though. they said it's very enjoyable to be in a situation. And again, we've gone into a restaurant before and said, we don't want to sit near any children. I mean, you know, we've done that.
Well, if you're the patrons and they have open tables that are available to accommodate you, more power to you.
Brenda says it's been a good thing for us. It, in fact, has brought us more customers than it has kept away. You know, but I don't know. Here's a restaurant who had to put its foot down for something that should be fairly obvious, I would think. And, you know, I understand you don't want to make existing customers unhappy.
I would be interested, though, as to what type of restaurant this is. Is this a restaurant with neon beer signs hanging on the walls and stuff like that? And, you know, is it...
If only there were some way that we could look up Old Salty in South Carolina and see if it's O-O-L-D-E, Salty, you know, in South Carolina, if there's any way that we
Carolina Beach, North Carolina?
Oh, could well be, yeah, could be. And they might have pictures and we would know. And... unfortunately, such a thing doesn't exist.
Whatever, smart butt. That's fine.
Did you find anything?
I'm working on
it.
It's like doing a radio show with my brother's kids.
Highway.
Any Tombstone fan out there just giggled at that.
Yeah, they did. I was going to say, because, Chase ain't got no brother.
I do. He just don't have no kids.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you are. We don't talk about him much.
While we're doing...
talk about him much. Hello. Wait a minute. Stop. Hang on. Stop. They cut that button off there. Hello. Go ahead.
Well, you see, fellas, things are changing. Yeah. And we used to say that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. But I found out that all fun and no work will make Jack a jerk.
He just called my son a jerk. I don't think my son's a jerk.
I think your son is too young to actually fall into that category.
Yeah, I know.
Understand the name, but that's fine. Anyway, all right.
The only thing, they don't have a website. The only thing I can find is we've got some comments, ranging from best shrimp burger in North Carolina all the way down to never have been so insulted.
Okay. Well, I'd say that's the full spectrum, so it sounds like they must be in the food service business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hello?
Well, I hope he doesn't decide to blow you up that Wildcat, but you'll know what I'm talking about.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Doing movie quotes this morning.
Tombstone fan.
Highway in Austria cost so much to build it may in fact be headed to the record books. Officials initially spent $15 million building this highway that went right through a very picturesque Austrian village. But local farmers got angry, so the project was scrapped. So then crews decided they would build this tunnel underneath the farmland, and then repave the road as an underground highway. That brought the construction total to about $42 million. Your tax dollars at work. Boy, hope they don't hear about that in U.S. America.
Mm.
In England, there's now a Rolling Stones version of Monopoly, just in case you care.
Really?
Yeah, And just because they've run out of things to do in Canada... The Toronto International Film Festival opens today with a musical about hockey. This is overdue in Canada.
Oh, yeah, you hosers.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Olivia Newton-John plays the mother of a teenage sensation. It's called Score, a hockey musical. I guess they ought to put that in the title so they'd know. Canada does two things really well, music and hockey. Michael McGowan, who is the director, says he's surprised that no one has combined the two yet to make a movie. Oh, but he'd be more than happy to go ahead and sell the movie rights at the right price.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's 7:23. Yes, hello.
This is going to be a little bit off topic, but what is y'all's opinion on the mosque being built on Ground Zero?
Okay. Off topic?
Yeah, it was.
It's what we are. We are off topic.
We are off topic.
That's all we do.
Yeah. That's right.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you for blending in.
Yeah.
No. I think the young.
Yeah, we do. We talk about any number of things.
That's right.
Hey, look, it's going to, they probably shouldn't. That's just my opinion. I don't mind if they build it because, they've got mosques. There are mosques everywhere. There are mosques in Bryan, Texas, in fact, prayer centers. So it happens all over the country, and I just personally don't like it, but
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think the less controversy that that we pile upon ourselves, the better.
Yep. U.S. Postal Service has apologized for thanks for the call. A U.S. Postal Service has apologized for a Florida post office manager who baked a cake. Oh, I got to save this because it's a poop story, and Chase had to leave.
Yeah.
Chase had to leave, and he loves those kind of stories, so we'll do that for you. Yeah.
You know, that young man who was just listening to us just called in, with a very thoughtful question.
And serious.
And very serious. Yeah. And, within 20 seconds, we start talking poop story.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from painful, ugly varicose veins that make your legs feel heavy at the end of the day? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I brought the venous closure procedure to the Brazos Valley over 3 years ago. This is an office-based procedure that's an alternative to the old vein stripping surgery. It is covered by most health insurers, and you're back to normal activities within a day. Find out if the venous closure procedure is right for you. Contact our office at 979-696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
Senator Phil Graham.
In February, Congressman Chet Edwards wrote to the people of the district, quote, "This election is about fiscal responsibility so we don't drown our children in debt. The only problem is, 6 days before, Chet Edwards had voted for the largest increase in the national debt in American history. Chet Edwards voted for every Obama appropriation. He voted for the $1 trillion stimulus bill, the Wall Street bailout, and the Obama budget with a $1 trillion deficit. 68 times conservatives tried to cut wasteful spending last year, but Chet Edwards refused to support a single effort. Don't you love Washington? Chet Edwards gives us his word on spending, but he gives President Obama his vote. Don't we deserve better?"
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message. If you send me to Washington, I'm going to shut down the Obama spending machine. Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Brenham National Bank has been serving its customers generation after generation. We were chartered in 1933. We have been providing financial services for our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley for over 77 years. That makes locally owned Brenham National Bank pretty unique. Our personal bankers know you when you walk in the door. Wouldn't you like to bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268 Roof. Yesterday, we were supposed to have a fairly moderate temperature, but a much higher heat index. The rain came through and gave us a little bit of a break. Today, that may not happen. Look for a high temperature near 91, but the heat index may be as high as 101. We do have a 30% chance of showers again today. Tonight, 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 92s are high. But then, rain's out of the forecast. It gets warm again, 95 or so for Saturday, 97 for Sunday, and about 96 on Monday is the way it looks. Right now, humidity's high, 97%. Winds are from the south at about 9 miles an hour. Heat index is 84. We have overcast skies and 79 degrees.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carston. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Supposedly, there is panic at the highest levels of the regime. This over the upcoming November elections. On CBS Slay the Nation, Harry Smith talked to the executive editor of Politico about the bad polling for Democrats. Said, does the White House understand this? Do you feel any sense of panic or concern up there? Jim VandeHei said, they get it. There's panic. There's concern. He said the regime knows the economy stinks and that they won't be able to change the high unemployment numbers or pass significant legislation in Congress in the next couple of months. The Democrats are demoralized over a recent Gallup poll showing Republicans at their strongest ever in 60 years of polling. Now, we're supposed to believe that Obama and his minions are sitting in the White House biting their nails, having anxiety attacks. But before he was elected, Obama threw his white grandma under the bus and then his preacher, Reverend Wright, under the bus. After he was elected, he threw David Patterson, Van Jones, Charlie Rangel, Maxine Waters under the bus, all for political expediency. panic in the regime? Why, they knew all along and nobody wanted porcupine bailouts, Wall Street bailouts, green jobs, pro-union handouts, or Obamacare. Obama doesn't care about anybody's political neck but his own. If he's made the calculation that he'll get a second term by running against the Republican Congress, then he's well on his way. The real panic in Washington is among congressional Democrats who are finally figuring out that Obama has been their real enemy all along, not me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, B-A-L-P-A-K.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 77 degrees right now. 30% chance of showers as we head toward a high today of about 91. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. The College Station School Board hosted the first of three public forums Wednesday on proposed changes in attendance zones. More than 100 who attended heard none of the 17 speakers support recommendations made by the 37-member committee. Beth Miles asked to expand grandfathering to include this year's fourth graders.
An elementary school student is very established after second grade. They have spent the majority of their time at that elementary school. They've established their friends. They've established who they are socially, and they're looking forward to their last 2 years. It would be akin to saying, well, let's move the juniors and seniors from Consol. They've only been there through sophomore year, so that's not that much, so we'll just move them. And most of us in this room probably wouldn't move our high school students after their sophomore year because we feel they're established.
Many of the speakers, including Fiesta Garrett, wanted all the schools at all grade levels to be close to the district average of 40% of students on free and reduced lunches.
We have all chosen to live in College Station, knowing full well that we have bought homes in a school district that valued balanced schools and used the number of SES students to find that balance. If we wanted to live in school districts with neighborhood communities and neighborhood schools, we could live in Bryan. Busing students, driving past newer and closer schools are what College Station residents knew they were getting into.
Two more forums will be held, including one this coming Tuesday and a final one a week from tonight. The proposed attendance zones and other information remain online at rezoning.csisd.org. Another year of compensation without working is what Bryan's former city manager will receive. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details on that.
The separation agreement approved by the Bryan City Council and David Watkins gives the former city manager 12 months of salary and car allowance, the cash equivalent of paying his health and life insurance, and cash for next year's vacation, sick leave, and floating holidays. Watkins will also be paid cash for nearly 900 hours of combined vacation and sick leave time he built up while on the job. He'll also receive two more regular paychecks as a full-time city employee through September 30th. The total value of the buyout was not included in the agreement. An open records request has been made to determine the cost. Watkins will continue a relationship with the city as a consultant for the mayor and city council through January 3rd of next year. The 10-page document includes a confidentiality clause restricting what all sides can say. Perhaps a hint to what was going on behind the scenes was found in the reference letter Watkins received from Mayor Jason Bianski. David Watkins has asked the tough questions about ways to streamline operations and cut duplicative services in all departments. The recession and tight budgets have created awareness of the city council that hard choices have to be made. Our community, like all others across the country, has faced challenging economic times. Sometimes these situations can create a desire for a change in direction. Read the entire separation agreement on our website, WTAW.com. Then leave a comment with your observations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Storms Wednesday afternoon resulted in power outages in Northeast College Station. College Station Utilities says heavy winds forced a tree into power lines, causing outages in the Foxfire and Wood Creek subdivisions. The overall affected area was bordered by Highway 6, east of Highway 6, and bordered by Emerald Parkway and University Drive. At one time or another, 2,200 customers were in the dark. About 500 were without power for about 30 minutes Wednesday afternoon. And it's a test run to see how municipal election turnout might change if ballots were cast in the fall instead of the spring. College Station voters will decide between Jana McMillan and John Nichols to fill the unexpired Place 5 term on City Council. The place opened after Councilman Larry Stewart died in June. Mayor Nancy Berry sees both positives and negatives. On the downside,
it's a nonpartisan race, and we don't pay any money to serve. So how much money can you spend on your election, number one? And number two, how much can you raise when the big guys are out there campaigning, and how much airtime are they sucking out of the market?
On the bright side, Barry says increased interest in fall state and national elections should increase voter turnout. However, anyone who votes a straight party ticket will not cast a ballot in the city election because the race is nonpartisan. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to orthopedics, St. Joseph excels in Texas and the nation.
So much so that HealthGrades made them the recipient of the 2009 and 2010 HealthGrades Spine Surgery Excellence Award,
ranking them in the top 5% in the nation for spine surgery,
and bringing them 5-star ratings for joint and total knee replacement and back and neck surgery.
Impressive? Yes. But no less than their commitment to what's most important to them, you.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
Weather conditions across the region will slowly improve. A lot of cloudiness for today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm. High is going to be 85 to 90. Tonight, any showers end. It'll remain mostly cloudy. Lows overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny and warmer with highs between 90 and 95. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows 75 to 80. For Saturday, partial sunshine. Temperatures are back to 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, are you one of those people that hate to run, even the thought of starting to run? Well, there's an organization that you can join with other people because doing it together, well, it helps. And we'll talk about that on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
Run for office or just run?
Just run.
The like jostling run from, your body.
Yeah, like
right?
Run from here to there. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Well, like any normal human being, you've occasionally dreamt out loud, gee, there really aren't enough films that transform cherished American legends into killer psychopaths. Well, now Paul Bunyan, apparently a dark contemporary take on the legendary lumberjack of Minnesota, be a new movie coming out. Paul Bunyan, the axe killer.
Is that do we have a star?
Not yet. Just got the story. Just laying it out there for us. A source says that OnStar will soon offer a service that reads both book face and text messages to subscribers. Oh, good. That way you won't have to look at the screen. Drivers will be able to respond with pre-canned messages, allowing them to keep their eye on the road and their hands on the wheel. The service, which is expected to launch later this month, will be OnStar's first attempt at integrating social media services into its fleet of in-vehicle hardware. although it's improbable that many users would opt to have the torrent of Bookface updates read to them while driving.
Oh, my God.
We've got the voice for it already, right?
Oh, sure.
We got those. The text message service will likely be a quick hit. Can you get her to say just OMG?
It'll take just a sec.
Just a sec. Okay, then we can. That way you can know what it's like if your OnStar could actually read the Bookface messages to you, because that'd be important. Hello?
Man, would somebody slow the rain down here in Caldwell? I'm already working on 7 inches.
Man, okay, really? I was just about to mention that. Yeah, there is rain right there at the Burleson-Brazos border. And it is. It's isolated, sir. It's the only thing I can say to you.
It's just on you only.
That might be helpful. But you're right. 7 inches is a little bit more. And I want to say, I don't know, we probably caught another inch and a half yesterday.
Boy,
at the house.
I tell you what, me too.
So that's almost 4 inches in this week. So
yeah, the koi pond is overflowing with God's water.
Koi would be happy. Okay, what were we able to do?
OMG, Scott has accepted your friend request.
So there's your Facebook notification.
Is that the way it works? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I accepted their friend request, right?
Scott has accepted your friend request. Scott has accepted your friend request.
How many times does it repeat
Scott
itself?
Scott has accepted your friend request.
Shut up! Yeah, I don't know. How does that work? And then, again, if it's got like a touch screen, then you're going to be reaching over there trying to figure out how to bang the screen in the right place.
Right, right.
So that'll be fun. Hey, when you get to work today, here's the new deal.
There are other opportunities as well. I mean,
Tom posted something on your wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hit it again.
Tom posted something on your wall.
Okay. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities.
Oh, it's a plethora.
Oh, yeah, it is. It really is. Go ahead. Something else?
Well, I mean, I was, you know.
Go ahead. Do we have a chase thing?
Well, I mean, I can only type and download so fast.
Takes just a second.
You have a message from Chase Murphy.
Well.
So there.
Okay.
Tom posted something on your wall.
Yeah, that's freaky when they say your name. Yeah.
OMG, Scott has accepted your friend request.
All right, anyway, so Google apparently is
are they just playing around this week? Have you seen what they're doing today?
Yeah, that's
it's pretty cool today.
It's what we're about to talk about.
All right.
Now, and one of the things, I guess it's pretty cool. Now, here's the deal. Chase, I know you don't like this, and I don't text enough for it to matter. I guess I've got a setting that causes me to do this.
Oh, the predictive thing?
Yeah, what it does is it guesses what you are going to type.
Yeah.
So that you could type in B-U-T, and it may go ahead and make it button or whatever. So they try to do that to kind of help you along. And obviously, if you don't have a QWERTY keyboard, that's probably helpful in some ways. But sometimes the little predictor is wrong. Basically, that's what Google has done now, is today they have unveiled what's called Google Instant. This is an opportunity for you. For instance, unlike the current search feature, Google Instant doesn't require that users hit the search button before the results start appearing. In fact, all you have to do is just type some words, and it begins. You can see the background changes. It begins to line up those different places where they think you want to go. They're calling it real-time stream. As soon as users begin writing, Google's blog describes this as search before you type rather than search as you type, that will allow people to see many results for those queries. Feature expected to shave off 2 to 5 seconds of every query because we're so busy. But also, according to TechCrunch.com, Google has changed the game. Counting queries is now completely outdated, adding that this is going to revolutionize how market research and search engine optimization works. From now on, sites will need to optimize for particular letter combinations, not just entire keywords. And then there's another geek site out there called Mashable.com that points out that Google Instant does show users more results. It also filters out certain kinds, like, you know, bad words. For now, the feature only works if you're signed in with a Google account. So,
well, the problem that I see here is that it makes texting easier. Therefore, it makes you think that it's safer to do it when you're distracted. And I'm afraid that it probably leads to more texting while driving.
Okay, well, but that's not with Google. We're not talking texting.
Well,
but
you were talking the predicting thing. Yeah, but you were talking the predicting thing.
Yeah.
You were talking about that.
So, and I don't know, is this in response to Bing? Did Bing start to kind of get in on Google's world by actually narrowing the search so that you didn't have to plow through four pages to actually find maybe something that you were looking for? Guess we'll see. You like it, though, huh?
Chase? Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, okay. We'll see how it works. At least it's just plain Google the words today. All right, I got a story that we were going to do for you, but now we're actually going to save it till the next half hour, Chase. Tom knows what we're talking about, but
okay.
You were busy. Instead, we're going to talk about, I don't know, you want to talk about the Freshman 15 or you want to talk about how to keep packing weight on with good burgers? Yeah,
oh, let's talk about,
yeah, good burgers?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think so. First of all, homeless people, tell this story first. Homeless people in the Haight-Ashbury neighborhood of San Francisco are very upset. The local McDonald's has gotten rid of their dollar menu, forcing them to look for food in trash. Well, no, actually, if you're homeless, why are you living in Haight-Ashbury in one of the most expensive cities in America? Why don't you go somewhere else? That way you don't have to look for trash, you know, through the trash for food. But nonetheless, no dollar menu in the Bay Area.
Yeah, because homeless in San Francisco is, what, about 50 grand a
year? Yeah, that could be, that's pretty expensive. You know, go someplace else. But don't come here. All right, in a related story, after sampling dozens of hamburgers, Consumer Reports has named the McDonald's burger as the worst-tasting burger of all time. 28,000 people nationwide were surveyed. Here's how we come out. 18 is McDonald's. 17 is Crystal, Burger King, and Jack in the Box, all tied. 14, A&W. 12, Sonic and Wendy's. I kind of like Sonic. 11, White Castle.
Varies from Sonic to Sonic.
That's probably true. Number 9 is Carl's Jr. and Checkers Drive-In. Do we have a Carl's Jr. here?
No, there are rumors, though.
Okay. Number 8 is Hardee's. Number 7.
Which is interesting because Carl's Jr. and Hardee's are the same company.
Oh, okay. Number 7 is Whataburger.
Ah,
yeah.
Just like you like it.
That's it. Number 6 is Culver's. That's what you and I were talking about.
Is that the Wisconsin Dairy
Queen?
Right,
exactly. Their place. Number 4 is...
I think the nearest one of those is in the Woodlands or Conroe, something like that.
Now, one of these we don't have around. Backyard Burgers or Burgerville.
Mm.
Do we know them? All right. Number 3 we got here. That's Fuddruckers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And number 2, number 2 and number 1, actually, it's a tie.
But now, wait a minute. No disrespect to Fuddruckers, but at the same time, how can you really include them because you pretty much do it yourself?
Yeah, I guess it's the preparing of the meat.
Maybe so.
That's their part of it. But yeah, you're right. If you're not happy, you just need to be angry with
yourself. Yeah, I mean they hand you meat and bread and you do the rest.
Yeah, the number 1 is 2 places that are tied that neither is here. 5 Guys, which is in the neighborhood. Yeah. There's about a dozen of them in Houston.
Oh, yeah. I've been in Houston.
Yeah, Waco and Killeen, Temple and Killeen, and then I think over in Conroe in the Woodlands. And again,
that's where Obama eats, too.
Where in Obama?
5 Guys.
Woodlands? Oh, okay.
Yeah, when he went.
Yeah, they're based.
There was a photo op.
They're based in Virginia.
Right.
And there's again, we're growing, so there's an opportunity.
That's right. And they've got a unique little thing there. Have you ever walked into one?
No, never been to
you
one.
You never have?
No, never have. No,
when anybody walks in the door?
Yeah.
Somebody behind the counter is required to shout out how many comes into the door. In other words, if you and 3 others come in, they'll shout out, 4 in the door.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's just a little thing that they do.
Well, yeah, varsity does that, you know.
Oh, do they?
Well, as soon as you come in, they're going to yell at you. What's for you, I think.
No, what'll you have?
What'll you have?
That's when you get to the line or get to the...
Kind of startles you. First time I went in there, I thought somebody was just...
Yeah.
Being rude, but what'll you have?
No, they're
not looking at you. There's no eye contact. Anyway,
no.
5 Guys and In-N-Out Burger. Those are supposed to be the best tasting.
Oh yeah, and In-N-Out has a cult following. I mean, it really does.
And that's I think that probably has something to do with it here. Because again, then there are places that are onesie places that have really great burgers. Like, here's a joint over in Lexington that just has a burger to die for. But
You've talked about that, and I've been through Lexington since you did.
Yeah, it's that feed store right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look, once again, doesn't look like a burger joint.
They feeding them and then serving them right in the same place, or what?
They basically, they squeeze you over into a corner to eat over there. Yeah, they just do. And But, man.
So it's on that little strip of road when you're trying to get back on the highway right, to go right. to 290, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
right there. So the thing is maroon the last time I went back.
There you
yeah,
go, then.
It's not bad. Anyway, it's 748.
Flu season is here, and this year UPA wants to make it easier than ever to get your kids vaccinated. Beginning Monday, September 20th, UPA will host a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. No appointments are required, and shots are available for the entire family. Get your flu shot early. You'll help stop the spread of the virus, and that helps our entire community stay healthy. For more information, including specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
Leslie Haskin went to work one morning and came home a different person. The date? September 11, 2001. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Leslie worked for an insurance company in the North Tower of the World Trade Center. When terrorists slammed a plane into the building a few floors above, she and her co-workers knew they had to get out fast. Leslie could hear screams coming from inside the burning elevator, so she joined hundreds of other workers in a frantic push toward the stairwell. On the way down, she saw a woman whose flesh had been burned away, a man who had been decapitated. The heat was intense. The smell of smoke and burning hair filled the air. By the time they reached the lobby, Leslie and her colleagues were ankle-deep in blood, water, and jet fuel. As she stumbled out in the sunlight, Leslie saw people jumping to their deaths from high above. A fireman told her to keep moving. She finally made it to the ferry dock, and as the boat pushed out into the water, Leslie looked back on Manhattan and saw the towers fall. After fighting hours and hours of gridlock, she finally made it home. As she walked up her driveway, the utter horror of the day finally hit her. She fell to her knees in the quiet of her suburban neighborhood and screamed. She had escaped hell on earth, but her nightmare was just beginning. To hear the rest of Leslie's story, be sure to tune in tomorrow. In the meantime, if we can help your family, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bear AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue, so you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bear AM, the morning pain reliever.
Meet Tony Caricia, owner of a new Chevy Traverse.
When my wife and I were shopping for a new vehicle, and we looked at Chevy, the options we wanted were all there. We had the OnStar, we had the seating, the sunroof, and the price for the options and the value we were getting, it was just, it says, this is the one we want. I really enjoy the car. It's really sharp to look at.
To hear more of Tony's story and to learn more about Traverse, visit Chevy.com, and may the best car win. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
One more time, good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It is 7:52, and the sports brought to you, this one is brought to you by Coppers Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center at coppershollowcare.com. In the win over Stephen F. Austin, All-American Von Miller went out in the second quarter with an ankle sprain, and they hope that he'll be back for the Louisiana Tech game. But in his place at the Joker position came true freshman DeMontre Moore from Keller, who registered five tackles and a sack in his very first college game. Now, his coach, Tim DeRuiter, careful not to heap a whole lot of praise on a true freshman, but he was obviously pleased.
You know, we're picky with him, even though he's a freshman, and I've been very, very pleased with how well he's picked up our defense. He's a very sharp young man, and he really gives good effort. There's some minor things that he's got to do better, but I thought his effort was very good for a guy. First game in Kyle Field, was not in any way intimidated by the atmosphere or the environment, and really did a nice job of filling in for Vaughn. You know, he had the sack in the game and many times pressured. Did a good job for the most part in his run fits. I mean, he's a long guy out there, a little bit more length than Vaughn. So, you know, when he does rush off that edge, you know, that's just a little bit more wingspan for that quarterback to throw over. And he did a nice job.
Aggies will kick off with Louisiana Tech Saturday at 6 o'clock. That'll be one of 12. All 12 Big 12 teams are playing this Saturday. We'll talk about the schedule tomorrow. Reggie Bush says that whether he forfeits his Heisman Trophy is out of his hands and that his play on the field in college speaks for itself. The former Southern Cal running back says that he, quote, cannot confirm or deny whether he's met with anyone from the Heisman Trust and has no comment on a Yahoo report that says that he could be stripped of the award by the end of the month. Bush said he hasn't even thought about whether he would actually return the trophy if asked, and stresses that his focus is on the New Orleans Saints opener with the Minnesota Vikings Thursday night. Of course, the NCAA found major violations in Southern Cal's football program and levied serious sanctions against the school last summer. The Trojans have disassociated themselves completely from Bush. Alabama coach Nick Saban does not think Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram will play Saturday against Penn State, but he's not ruling him out. Ingram hasn't practiced since undergoing left knee surgery last week and had to miss the season opening win. Saban doesn't think that Ingram will get enough practice time before Saturday, but then he added, if anybody in the world can play without practicing, it's Mark. The Texas Rangers finally snapped a seven-game losing streak to the Blue Jays last night as they won 8-1 as Nelson Cruz and Ian Kinsler both homered and Derek Holland got the pitching win. It stopped the Rangers' five-game losing streak overall. Oakland beat Seattle 4-3, so Texas's American League West lead stays at seven games. Texas and Toronto finished their four-game series tonight. The Astros shut out the Cubs 4-0 at Wrigley. The Dodgers come to Minute Maid to start a four-game series tonight. Speaking of the Dodgers, their manager Joe Torre says he's going to wait a little while longer before announcing his plans for the future. Torre had previously said he would announce by Labor Day whether he would manage the team again next year, but he now says he'll wait until the Dodgers either clinch a playoff spot or are eliminated before revealing his decision. Matt Leinart practiced with the Houston Texans for the first time yesterday. The 2004 Heisman Trophy winner at Southern Cal signed a one-year deal with the Texans on Monday. Here's Gary Kubiak.
Parked out here. He spent the last 2 days with Greg and kind of getting down our base stuff. He went in the huddle. He ran the team. You know, he's played a lot of football, and what we'll do is take it a day at a time and see how far we can bring him. But I think he fits what we do.
Leinart will be the third stringer for Houston in Sunday's season opener against Indianapolis. He, of course, was released by Arizona last week. The NFL season ticket sales have declined for a third year in a row as teams struggle to get fans during the weak economy. Depending on final numbers, season ticket sales will be down between 1 and 2%, according to Eric Grubman, the league's vice president for business. He says the drop could have been worse given the financial climate in the United States. And second seed Roger Federer is back in the U.S. Open semifinals after steamrolling seven seed Robin Soderling yesterday in three sets. The five-time Open champ fired 18 aces and handled wind gusts 30 miles an hour to earn the right to face Novak Djokovic. The third-seeded Djokovic is in the semifinals for a fourth straight year following a three-set win over number seven seed Gail Monfils. Now, top seed Caroline Wozniacki will take on number seven Vera Zavanarova, that's right, in the women's semifinals on Friday. Wozniacki was a two-set winner over Dominika Sabolkova to reach the Open Finals for the second straight year. Just got to kind of pause and back up and go over the ramp when I do those. That's a look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Copperas Hollow at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Copperas Hollow Nursing and Rehab now offers respite care? But what is respite care? It's a short-term, temporary relief for those who are caring for family members. Caregiving can be overwhelming without some support, and respite care programs provide planned, short-term, timely breaks for families who are the primary caregivers of their loved ones. So if you or someone you know needs a break from taking care of a loved one, give Copperas Hollow Nursing and Rehab a call at 979-567-4300. That's 979-567-4300.
If you've thought about selling your home, have you thought about what it will take to make your home, shall we say, even more presentable? I mean, the last thing you want, picture this. If you were the buyer, would you want to go into a home and everything was just kind of strewn about and looked a little disheveled? It's one thing if the house looks lived in. We expect that. It's another thing if the house is just not looking as good as it possibly can. Zweiker & Associates understands that. They understand that statistics show that a home that has been staged will sell faster and at a higher price. Two things that I think if you are the seller now would be very important. If you can sell your home fast and at a higher price, those are two essential ingredients to a pleasant home selling experience. Zweiker & Associates will partner with you to design a step-by-step procedure to prepare your home for each showing to highlight its best features. Find out more about Zweiker & Associates. Go to zarealestate.com and become one of their very satisfied clients. Zweiker & Associates, zarealestate.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Well, the weather's a lot like yesterday in that the temperature's not so warm. The heat index may be 91 for a high today, 101 supposed to be the heat index. 30% chance of showers, 20% chance of showers. Tonight, what's going on in the news?
We'll tell you more about the separation agreement between the City of Bryan and City Manager David Watkins. Rezoning gets the microphone at a College Station hearing. Those stories and more coming up.
Good morning. I'm Richard Davies, the pastor of a small church in Florida, now at the center of an international outcry. His plans to burn a number of Qurans has provoked anger in many parts of the Islamic world. ABC's Pierre Thomas says the FBI is also weighing in, warning this could lead to violence.
You can add FBI officials to those who think the proposed burning of Qurans this weekend is provocative and potentially dangerous. An FBI bulletin is warning that Islamic radicals might attack those participating in the Quran burning and that the event will likely have far-reaching political and national security implications, ranging from boycotts to terrorism. The bulletin is chilling, noting that the promotion of this event has already sparked an immediate response from a known terrorist website.
President Obama has called the planned Quran burning a recruiting bonanza for al-Qaeda. In his ABC News interview this morning, the president is also calling on Republicans not to block the extension of middle-class tax cuts. Two new reports out on the economy today. Numbers on jobs and trade coming in better than expected. The number of people signing up for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 2 months, according to the Labor Department. And the trade deficit fell. The Commerce Department says there was a rise in U.S. exports. Leftovers from Tropical Storm Hermine have moved into Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. The storm wreaked havoc in parts of Texas, causing floods and spinning off several hurricanes.
One of the twisters touched down in an industrial area not far from Love Field Airport, collapsing buildings and tossing trucks around. The tornado blew through just after 6 o'clock. Minutes after hundreds of workers left warehouses and office buildings for the day. At least three other tornadoes hit neighborhoods and rural areas across North Texas.
ABC's Ryan Owens. At least 135 homes have been destroyed by a wildfire in Boulder County, Colorado. Thousands evacuated. This is ABC News.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot. Thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Seasons change, temperatures go up and down, but the free services at Advance Auto Parts stay just one way, free. With the changes in the weather, it may be time to change your battery. Fortunately, Advance offers fast, free battery testing and installation on most vehicles at most locations. Plus, Advance carries great brands like Autocraft. Buy a battery, get it installed fast, and most of all, free at Advance, where free services are always in season. Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
The state funding crisis in California. The Supreme Court in the state will decide if Governor Schwarzenegger has the authority to furlough state employees as he tries to balance the budget.
Union attorneys made their arguments before California's Supreme Court, claiming Governor Schwarzenegger cannot furlough state workers. Right now, the governor is ordering three-day-a-month furloughs, translating into a pay cut of about 14%. An attorney for the governor claimed Schwarzenegger does have the authority because the state is facing a cash crisis.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. NFL season opens tonight in New Orleans. Vikings play the Saints. There will be a big party. City Hall in the Big Easy is closed. Schools will close early as well. A parade, concert, and hours of tailgating planned. Fidel Castro thinks Cuba needs to change. He told a magazine interviewer, Cuba's economic system doesn't work anymore. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is Tim Prater of Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. There's only one way to keep jobs in our community, and that's by keeping business in our community. At Sioux Falls Prater, we employ around 60 people. These are jobs you support when you support local businesses. We contribute to the local tax base, and we support local charities and fundraisers. Let's keep the outlook strong in Bryan College Station by supporting each other. Shop locally whenever you can. It's good for everyone. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Legendary A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill will be at Mama Longo's Fine Jewelry this Saturday, along with members of the original 12th-man kickoff team. Coach Sherrill will have his book available for purchase, with the proceeds going to Texas A&M scholarships. Come to Mama Longo's before the game to meet Coach Sherrill and to view the showcase of Mama Longo's Collegiate Jewel line of Aggie jewelry. This exclusive line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces in Mama Longo's showroom or online at CollegiateJewel.com. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, 401 University Drive East. The place to be this Saturday before the game as we get ready to beat the hell out of La Tech. And for your chance to meet, shake hands, get autographs, and discuss Aggie football with the one and only former Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill and members of the original 12th-man kickoff team. For more information, visit Montelongo's.com or call 979-691-2019.
There's a place somewhere south of Laredo. Gotta cross an ocean of sun-beaten, scorpion-covered earth. So hot, cactus sweat, rattlesnakes combust spontaneously. But we're drawn to it like moths to a flaming jalapeno. Once you're there, gotta eat fire itself.
Welcome to Subway.
Subway's turned up the heat. Introducing Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, the intensely delicious new turkey jalapeno melt. A fiery new twist on a legendary flavor with bubbly Monterey cheddar and spicy chipotle southwest sauce. Or the back by popular demand buffalo chicken with fire grilled chicken and smoking red hot sauce. Fiery Footlong Subs, our boldest yet.
Subway Fiery Footlong Subs. They'll burn a wimp right out of you.
Subway. Eat fresh.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. High today should get up to about 91 with a 30% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. This news update brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. The separation agreement between Bryan City Council and former city manager David Watkins has been made public. WTAW's Bill Oliver has the breakdown.
Watkins will continue a relationship with the city as a consultant for the mayor and city council through January 3rd of next year. An open records request has been made attempting to determine the total dollar value of Watkins' package. Watkins will receive two more paychecks as a full-time city employee through September 30th. Then Watkins will start receiving his severance pay. It's a combination of salary, car allowance, vacation days, sick leave days, floating holidays, and other benefits. The agreement also includes Watkins receiving a positive reference letter signed by Mayor Jason Bielinski. There's also a confidentiality clause that states in part that Watkins agrees not to make any statements or give any opinions concerning matters of city business while serving as city manager, which casts the city in a negative light. Read the separation agreement on our website, WTAW.com, then leave a comment with your thoughts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two themes came out of the first public forum reacting to proposed changes to College Station School District attendance zones. The crowd of more than 100 heard nearly all 17 speakers thank the 37-member committee for their work. Then most who spoke told the Board of Trustees to do more to balance student population at all schools. Wednesday's final speaker, Kyle Harrington, was among those pointing out some schools still had too few or too many students from low-income homes.
I'm disappointed because one of the things that you said out there is we need to make sure every campus is comparable student composition. And when I look at that, that's 40%. And when I see one school that's going to go to 56% and one school that's at 22%, I can tell you that's not comparable by any definition I've ever heard. My daughter tried to do that to me last year when she told me that her 2.0 was equivalent to a 4.0. It didn't work then, and it ain't working now.
Another concern was splitting neighborhoods, which Kendra Graff of Edelweiss Gardens says would happen.
We're trying to develop a community within our neighborhood, including our subdivision, and in splitting us into elementary schools, which is a critical place for making friends at a young age and staying within the community. It's going to hinder our efforts as a neighborhood, so we would like to consolidate both into one school. As for which school, I don't know that I've heard any preferences because they're both good schools as far as I'm concerned.
Trustees offered no comments during or after everyone spoke. The board holds two more forums, one next Tuesday, another a week from tonight, to collect more opinions. You can learn more about the proposed zones online at rezoning.csisd.org. College Station Utilities repair crews were out in the storms Wednesday making repairs from a variety of power outages. The affected area was east of Highway 6 and between University Drive and Emerald Parkway. CSU officials say in all, an estimated 2,200 customers were without power at one time or another. 500 customers had no power for about 30 minutes. Heavy winds forced a tree into power lines, causing outages in the Wood Creek and Foxfire subdivisions. Governor Rick Perry has activated military personnel and rescue teams, including College Station-based Texas Task Force 1, to help flood victims hit by the remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine. Perry announced the activations Wednesday after heavy rains prompted evacuations across a wide area of central and north Texas. And the race to fill the unexpired term on College Station City Council means a municipal race is on the November ballot for the first time in a long time, if not ever. But the nature of fall races compared to city elections could mean some missed votes.
If voter goes in and votes a straight party, whether it be Republican or Democrat, it's not going to pick up a vote for the council because the council's nonpartisan.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there's no way to predict turnout in the race, although it is likely to be higher since voters will cast ballots for state and national races at the same time. Newcomers John Nichols and Jana McMillan are vying for the unexpired term on Place 5 following the death of Larry Stewart in June. The winner will serve until at least next May. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 78 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic, number one sheet metal, and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, it's 8:12. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Weather conditions across the region will slowly improve. A lot of cloudiness for today, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. High is going to be 85 to 90. Tonight, a showers end. It'll remain mostly cloudy. Lows overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny and warmer with highs between 90 and 95. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows 75 to 80. For Saturday, partial sunshine. Temperatures are back to 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, it's 8:12. A little bit of unfinished business. The name of that place in Lexington is Herc's, H-E-R-K. Once again, Got a listener who was on top of that.
That's right.
Eats there regularly.
And, it's by the feed store, you said,
it
right?
It is, yeah. Herc's.
Herc's in
right
Lexington.
There. Yep, absolutely. Pretty
because when, during the daytime, I don't do that road during the nighttime. It's a little dicey.
I got you.
But during the daytime, if I'm going to Austin, that's the shortcut I take right
helps,
there.
Helps, yeah. It helps you a little bit. If you're going to the north side or
Central. Right.
Rodney King. Remember him? Remember Rodney King? Rodney King and Cynthia Kelly, better known as juror number 5. From the civil case that he brought against the city of Los Angeles, are going to get married.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Love in the courtroom.
I don't know. I guess he's cut his eyes over there during testimony. You know, she's maybe, you know, primping a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's going, we'll get this guy some money, and I'll just, judgmental. That's terrible. Rodney told the New York Daily News that he and Cynthia first felt that romantic spark back in 1994 when they met at a Newport Beach pizzeria the day after the jury awarded him $4 million.
That'll go a long way.
I'm just saying, would Cynthia give this guy the time of day before then? I'm just asking. I'm just rolling it out there. I don't know. Maybe they were enamored with one another before.
That might get her out of future jury service. You
reckon she stalked him for a day to find out where he was going then over at Newport Beach? Anyway, Cynthia told Radar Online that the other jurors didn't want to give Rodney any money, but she pushed for millions.
God. Jeez, Rodney, don't you think that's going to be lorded over your head at the first fight?
Anyway, Rodney told KNBC-TV through a friend that he isn't planning to go on camera to speak publicly about his engagement until he can work out some details, like set a date for the wedding.
Yeah, and finish reading that prenup.
I was going to say, get that prenup thing going. All right. U.S. Postal Service has apologized for a Florida post office manager who baked a cake looking like poop for employees due to a poor performance score.
Mm-hmm.
The cake, which WZVN in Naples said did not contain
poop,
but was made to look like it was, was made for the Cape Coral post office manager to represent the poopy day that they had as a result of receiving a low score by a mystery shopper sent to score the performance of the office.
Well, here's a thought. Don't suck at your job.
but the union rep said, I thought it was appalling. It was degrading to the employees, and I just can't believe it.
And you're right.
The very idea that they should have to do their job is just beyond the pale. 8:15, Will's here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. How are you today?
Good.
Once again, you never know what you're going to follow here.
That's right. It's tough act to follow.
It's always fun. Anyway, so what's going on in the library?
You know, tonight we got our next movie in the classic film series. It's Fancy Pants, and it starts at 7 p.m. As always, come a little early for some free refreshments, popcorn, beverages, and the like. And totally free event, so come on out.
No commercials, right? They're free of commercial interruption?
Yeah. That's right, no commercials.
That's a good thing. Okay, what else? Well, because we did a story yesterday about how you go to the movie theater, and you got to see trailers and commercials and all that, not so there. Yeah,
that's right, no commercials.
Yeah.
Also, coming up on the 25th, we have a health fair. This is part of our upcoming exhibit, the Red Dress Collection. And the health fair is in conjunction with KBTX and the Health Science Center, our partners with the exhibit. And it's totally free. We'll be having some well child checks, immunizations, flu season prep, and each hour there will also be some mini lectures. So that's the 25th on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at the library.
Yeah, that's good. And again, that's a public service for folks who may not have other places to do it. Makes it convenient. Want some more information on all this, then you got a website for them?
That's right, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Okay, Fancy Pants tonight, and you can see the schedule for future movies there too, right?
That's right. Right.
Thanks. We'll visit with the folks at the museum on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Also, Alan's here this morning on a busy morning. What's going on in the city?
Good morning. Okay, I'm going to look into the future a little bit.
Oh, good. Okay. Lottery numbers for later this week?
No, not that exciting.
Oh, okay. All right.
A little step below that. We've got a big national night out kickoff event. Of course, National Night Out, I've talked about that a couple weeks ago. That's October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big neighborhood block parties. Well, this is the kickoff event at the Bryan Target, September 25th. It's going to run from about 10 to 1, right there in the middle of the day. Bryan Target, Bryan Police, College Station Police, Sheriff's Office, UPD, they're all going to be out there. They're going to have a lot of events, especially important as you can sign up your block party right there at the Bryan Target. Brazos Valley Bombers and the Bombshells will be out there.
Okay.
We're going to have kids fingerprinting. You know, that's an important thing to have your child's fingerprints on record with these police departments.
Right.
We're going to have canine demos. I understand there's going to be free food.
Hey, there you go.
From what I hear, the Bryan PD is supplying it, and the Bryan Fire Department is cooking it.
Oh, outstanding.
And the fire department's going to be out there because they heard the PD was having this big event, and they're like, don't leave us out.
All right, there you go.
And they're having a little safety event. They're going to have a smokehouse, possibly, and they're also going to have some demonstrations from some of their dogs who go in and sniff out from the state marshal's office. And then the first Friday in October is going to be a big one. We heard about the Bush Library, their Red Dress event.
Yes.
They're working with us the first Friday, as well as the HSC. They're going to have a big pink and red zone at the Sale Park, right there at the entry to downtown Bryan. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all about women's health, breast cancer awareness, as well as heart disease awareness. And then also October 1st Friday is going to be Green First Friday. So it's going to be red, pink, and green. It's going to be very colorful downtown.
It will be, okay. Yeah.
Green First Friday will be right there in the Palace Theater area. I understand there's going to be a band. And, of course, the green giveaways that the city always does.
Sure. And First Friday is just spectacular. I can't say enough great about it. It's just a wonderful thing.
It is a good time. And this is, you know, when you've got extra things going on down there, it's going to be really busy. So come early, get your parking space.
Yeah, there you go.
And walk on down. Last thing I wanted to mention is our wastewater department is into a little competition. And we're very competitive in the city of Bryan. So we want to help them out. It's a fan vote. What they did is they're trying to get this extra money. It's free money that this company is giving away to get wastewater testing equipment.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
That is.
Basically, they can get up to $20,000 in products if they win this fan favorite award. There's 12 finalists on this website. If they're selected as the number one, they get the $20,000. Right now, I think we're in third place.
Okay.
So we're several votes behind.
Is this a nationwide contest?
It is. It's a nationwide, right. Correct. Okay. So we submitted a video, kind of humorous video. You can watch the video on the website, and you can vote up to 10 times. Okay. So a lot of us at the city have been voting away, trying to help them. The website address is promos.hawk. The company is H-A-C-H, pronounced Hawk. promos.hawk.com/big picture.
Okay.
Log on there. You'll see the city of Bryan. Just vote away, please.
Okay. Do you have a link there on the city website?
Correct. So yeah, we've got a little release that we got out, so you can go to the city website and click on that.
Okay. Now, when they go to the city website, what tab do they need to click?
It should be right there in the center of the page.
Right. Okay.
We have a little rotating deal. If it's not there, it'll be there by the end of the day for sure.
And again, if this company's giving this stuff away to a city, why not, huh?
It only benefits, you know, the residents. This is a wastewater treatment stuff where they send out wastewater into our creeks and stuff that's safe. Mm-hmm. And this testing equipment makes sure that water's safe, so it only helps them.
There you go. Okay, and that's the website again is?
BryanTX.gov.
Very good. All right, thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit the folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays, too, on WTAW.
When I met Elena, she had been abandoned by her parents and placed in foster care 5 hours away from her big sister, Maya. She was already on medication for depression. As Elena's court-appointed special advocate, her casa, I helped find a relative to adopt both girls. Now Elena and Maya can play together every day. Volunteer as a CASA. Make a lifelong difference in a child's life. And your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welvin Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Hey, we talk a lot about the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. Like that place. Got sandwiches that are outstanding and wonderful desserts. Now, your schedule, maybe for the weekend or just during the week, your schedule may not allow you to actually go there and eat. They can help you. They've got to-go box lunches for only $5 at the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. You get a half sandwich, which is as big as a full sandwich in a lot of places, really. Chips and a cake ball or a small cookie. It's a Monday through Friday deal. $5 to-go boxes at the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. Now, if you want to beat the crowd on game day, get a nice Aggie experience, you can dine in or you can call ahead and order your lunch that you can eat there or take out with you. Maybe for the office, if you want to try to do that, something special, then make the order and then you can come by and pick it up. You can go to their website, see what the menu is. It's thegreenhousebakery.com or you can call them 776-5123. And of course, bakery is because they do that too. In addition to the great sandwiches and wraps and salads that they do for lunch, they will do any kind of dessert that you really want. There's never any store-bought mixes there. Wedding cake, of course, special occasion, fine, do that. But let the bakery experts there at Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe make something for you that is outstanding. The little bakery with big green ideas. Go to thegreenhousebakery.com. Call them at 776-5123 or go see them. They're on FM 1179 just past Marymount.
Welcome again to the Aggie Report brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. I'm Dave South. A&M and Louisiana Tech at Kyle Field Saturday night. We'll have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network at 5 o'clock. Game time, 6 o'clock. For tickets, go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Coach Mike Sherman is here in a moment. Aggie football season moves to game number two this Saturday when A&M entertains Louisiana Tech at Kyle Field. Kick is set for 6 o'clock. Come early, enjoy the fan zone, which opens 3.5 hours before kickoff. Support the team through the Spirit Walk at 3:45. Kid Gel with the Aggie Yell Leaders at 3:30. The core march in, pre-game practice, and then the 6 o'clock kickoff. For tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. Kyle Field. Experience the spirit. Texas A&M 48-7, the win over Stephen F. Austin. Coach Mike Sherman was asked about the defense, how it played in that game with that new 3-4. Mike Sherman.
Well, we have a long way to go on offense, defense, and special teams. And, you know, we're continuing. We played 9 freshmen tonight as opposed to 18 last year. So we played 9 freshmen, so that was a plus. We got a lot of guys in this game, a lot of those guys on defense. We had a couple of junior college kids in there. Actually, 3 junior college kids on our defense, with Bass being one of those, Coriel Judy, and Jonathan Mathis. But I thought they tackled well. I thought they ran hard to the football. I was pleased with their effort. We talk about having fanatical effort, and I thought at times I saw really great effort. And some of those gang tackles. We had some big hits as well, which was nice to see. But we still have a ways to go. We made some mistakes with alignment. They were able to hit us on a couple seams off of a play-action pass, and we bit up on it. So we had some young kids make some errors there. But I think we'll watch the tape and get better from it. But overall, I was very pleased with our defense. I thought we talked about getting 11 guys to the football, and I thought there was a genuine effort that all 11 guys were trying to make a play and trying to get to the football. We had an interception return for a touchdown. We had batted balls. We had some big tackles for losses. I thought we were pretty sure-handed on our tackles. So overall, I was pleased with our defense. With the understanding, we still got work. We got ways to go there.
Aggie head football coach Mike Sherman. The Aggs and Louisiana Tech, we talk about that game tomorrow here on this show, the Aggie Report. I'm Dave South. We'll see you on Friday.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213. For qualification and more information.
What should your first thought be when you need to buy or sell property? Call Mel Schell on her cell when you want to buy or sell. Mel Schell at Keller Williams Realty. That's melschell.com. Oh, by the way, you may also know me as Melina Schellenberger at Keller Williams Realty.
Senator Phil Graham.
In February, Congressman Chet Edwards wrote to the people of the district, quote, "This election is about fiscal responsibility, so we don't drown our children in debt. The only problem is, 6 days before, Chet Edwards had voted for the largest increase in the national debt in American history. Chet Edwards voted for every Obama appropriation. He voted for the $1 trillion stimulus bill, the Wall Street bailout, and the Obama budget with a $1 trillion deficit. 68 times conservatives tried to cut wasteful spending last year, but Chet Edwards refused to support a single effort. Don't you love Washington? Chet Edwards gives us his word on spending, but he gives President Obama his vote. Don't we deserve better?
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message. If you send me to Washington, I'm going to shut down the Obama spending machine. Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Well, getting in shape, everybody wants to do that, especially this time of year as the fall starts and the summer is over and sort of getting in shape before the holidays start. Dale Pica visited not long ago with our own Bill Oliver on WTAW and want to tell you about USA Fit BCS. It's right here locally. It's a national organization, but there is a local chapter, and Dale Pica is in charge. Now, they've already had a couple of informational meetings. You've missed those, but that doesn't mean you can't get involved. Their website, I'll tell you right now, is usafitbcs.com. Dale Pica talks a little bit about what they are, what they do.
USA Fit is a marathon and half marathon training program. We're in our second year here in the Bryan College Station area. And we're set up to basically, if anyone is interested in running, if they've ever thought about running a half marathon or full marathon, or even just getting out and running with other people, our organization is a really good organization to be part of.
More about USA Fit. One thing that's good about it is you don't have to be an expert marathoner to join. Yeah, you can be a beginner. You've just been thinking about it. Yeah, well, they'll take you step by step. Here again, Dale Pica.
We get our runners started off real basic, and we have runners that have never done even a 5K or run more than 1 or 2 miles in their life, and they'll come out, and we build them up slowly. USA Fit is all about teaching people the right types of things that they need to know about running, such as getting the right footwear to wear and the right kind of clothes to wear, getting them properly hydrated. We talk about a lot of nutrition aspects of running, but also there's a lot of cross training that we talk about too that helps your running. And we're trying to get people to the start line injury-free so that they can have a good race day experience.
Now, Dale Pica was one of those people who thought that he couldn't do this.
Probably the biggest misconception is that someone thinks that they can't do it. I started this about 7 years ago and was determined to try to run a marathon before I turned 40. And luckily I did through USA Fit's help. But I think that misconception is prevalent in a lot of runners. Plus, it's hard to run longer distances by yourself. It can be very mundane training by yourself. And we have groups of like-minded individuals and folks that are in your similar pace groups that run with you. And it's very non-competitive and it's a very fun environment that we try to create for the runners.
Now, for many people, it does involve a lifestyle change, but that's a good thing. Dale Pica again.
You know, at our place of work, we have a great wellness program, and there's probably a lot of employers that have such programs like that, where even you can even get discounts on your health insurance premiums if you're involved in some type of fitness program. And I encourage people to, you know, check into that. For myself, personally, I have just high cholesterol and try to manage my weight because I love to eat tacos. And and that's, this running has allowed me to manage, you know, some of those things, and it's a lot of fun.
Again, the organizational meetings have already happened, but you can still get involved. The website is usafitbcs.com. You can email Dale at info@usafitbcs.com or call him at 776-2652. There's a $100 fee to join the organization, but he says it's well worth the price. Bet he's right. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at swhp.org.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 79 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 91. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station School Board hosting the first of three public forums Wednesday night on proposed changes in attendance zones. More than 100 people who attended heard none of the 17 speakers support the recommendations made by a 37-member citizens committee. Two more forums will be held next Tuesday and a week from tonight. The proposed attendance zones and other information remain online at rezoning.csisd.org. Another year of compensation without working is what Bryan's former city manager will receive. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details on that.
The separation agreement approved by the Bryan City Council and David Watkins gives the former city manager 12 months of salary and car allowance, the cash equivalent of paying his health and life insurance, and cash for next year's vacation, sick leave, and floating holidays. Watkins will also be paid cash for nearly 900 hours of combined vacation and sick leave time he built up while on the job. He'll also receive two more regular paychecks as a full-time city employee through September 30th. The total value of the buyout was not included in the agreement. An open records request has been made to determine the cost. Watkins will continue a relationship with the city as a consultant for the mayor and city council through January 3rd of next year. The 10-page document includes a confidentiality clause restricting what all sides can say. Perhaps a hint to what was going on behind the scenes was found in the reference letter Watkins received from Mayor Jason Bianski. David Watkins has asked the tough questions about ways to streamline operations and cut duplicative services in all departments. The recession and tight budgets have created awareness of the city council that hard choices have to be made. Our community, like all others across the country, has faced challenging economic times. Sometimes these situations can create a desire for a change in direction. Read the entire separation agreement on our website, WTAW.com. Then leave a comment with your observations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Storms Wednesday afternoon resulted in power outages in Northeast College Station. College Station utility crews were say heavy winds forced a tree into power lines, causing outages in the Foxfire and Wood Creek subdivisions. At its height, some 2,200 customers were in the dark. And it's a test run to see how municipal election turnout might change if ballots were cast in the fall instead of spring. College Station voters will decide between Jana McMillan and John Nichols to fill the unexpired Place 5 term on City Council. The place opened after Councilman Larry Stewart died in June. Mayor Nancy Berry sees both positives and negatives. On the downside,
it's a nonpartisan race, and we don't pay any money to serve. So how much money can you spend on your election, number one? And number two, how much can you raise when the big guys are out there campaigning, and how much airtime are they sucking out of the market?
On the bright side, Barry says increased interest in fall state and national elections should increase voter turnout. However, keep in mind, if you vote a straight party ticket, then that means no ballot will be cast in the city election because that race is nonpartisan. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 79 degrees right now. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too.
That's right. Save on energy, too. Whether it's metal, comp, tile, or a low-slope roof, we have an Energy Star-rated roofing system for you. And right now, you can receive up to a $1,500 tax credit on Energy Star-rated roofing products. We also feature a solar roofing panel that takes the technology of photovoltaics and integrates it right into the roofing panel. Let the nation's green movement put the green back into your pocket. Cool roofing, cool savings, and if you're not 100% satisfied, it's free. That's a bulletproof guarantee.
Brenham National Bank has been serving its customers generation after generation. We were chartered in 1933. We have been providing financial services for our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley for over 77 years. That makes locally owned Brenham National Bank pretty unique. Our personal bankers know you when you walk in the door. Wouldn't you like to bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from Durabath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. How about a high temperature today? Oh, about 91 or so with a heat index of 101. You know, we got a break from that yesterday. Do we have any rainfall totals from local stuff? Again, I think I got, you know, probably.
I can give you what the National Weather Service says. All right. Maybe we don't really have weather watchers per se unless we solicit.
About an inch and a half of rain, I guess, I got at my house. And just wondered. But that kept the heat index down yesterday. But today we may not get that break. So we may, in fact, get that 101 or whatever heat index.
Since 8 o'clock yesterday morning, we officially have received 1 3/4 inches.
Wow. That'd be pretty good. And again, guy called from Grimes County saying he had had 7 over at his place near Caldwell. All right, it's not just people now. You got the coach ready? Because it's one of those stories.
Ooh.
It's not just people now that keep getting
fat.
Animals are becoming
fat
as well.
I have one at home.
You have one?
Yeah.
I got one that's I believe it's a thyroid condition. An overweight orangutan in England has been put on an extreme all-veggie diet. Experts say the 220-pound primate weighs twice as much as a normal healthy orangutan.
Uh-huh.
That officially makes Oshine Britain's... Got it. Britain's...
fat-est
non-human primate.
Mm.
A record that many would be fighting for. Zookeepers at Monkey World.
Well, now that's offensive because an orangutan is an ape.
It's called Monkey World Ape Rescue Center. Now, why would they call it Monkey World and then make ape part of it as well? Why not the Primate Rescue Center? Says that Oshine picked up all the extra baggage during a 13-year stint as a pet in South Africa. Apparently, she ate all the wrong foods and lots of it. We talking cheese fries at the drive-thru? I mean, just exactly what are we talking about here? Just wrong food. Company in Germany, toy company, raising eyebrows with a new line of plush animals that have... plush animals that have psychological problems. That's right. Toy maker Paraplush has unveiled a whole line of stuffed animals with everything from bipolar disorder to severe hallucinations. For example, Dolly the sheep has multiple personality disorder, and Dub the turtle has acute depression.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Spokesperson for the company says children and grown-ups like their vulnerability and find something in them that gives them a great sense of comfort in helping to heal. I wonder if these are talking animals. See, that could have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Because with the bipolar, when you pull the string, you never know what you're going to get. So that could be. Was that insensitive?
No, not for you.
Sir. No. Okay, yeah, exactly. Not for you.
Consider the source, right?
Yeah.
All right. So CNN has finally announced that Piers Morgan will be taking over for Larry.
Oh, yeah.
The date will be January. That's all. Nothing beyond that. I'm guessing, I don't know, January, what did that be, first? January 3rd be that first Monday or something? Anyway, Larry has hosted the show for the past 25 years, announced his decision to leave after they told him he needed to.
After they said, you're really, really, really old.
That's and right. Bad.
That's yeah. Right, and your suspenders stink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the studio, I mean, how long are they going to get the old man smell out of there? I mean,
I don't know. His last day will be December the 16th. Tell me how maudlin that will be.
Oh, they'll do a week-long farewell.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah, they'll show pictures of him with the big horn-rimmed glasses a lot.
It'll just get to the point. Scott, I'll put it to you this way. Your idea of hell would be to be tied down and forced to watch it.
God, I can't imagine. And one of the people who probably will not be on would be
Joan Rivers.
No, I'd say Jerry Seinfeld.
Long. 9 years,
180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking
you. You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
I've hurt you, Jerry.
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN? I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were all.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
What? You don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Once again, even when Jerry gets mad, he's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think Jerry will be on much that last week. Yeah.
And I love it. King, not often, but many times, he comes in unprepared.
Yeah.
And he can't hide it. And that was evidently one of them, and he got busted on it.
Jerry Seinfeld, he's on TV, huh? Okay. You fired them, they didn't fire you. Yeah, that's pretty much right. Anyway, so once Piers Morgan has settled into his new job, CNN will have an almost completely revamped primetime lineup. Oh, just as long as they keep that dreamy Anderson Cooper there. Anyway.
Well, yeah. After all.
It's kind of interesting.
AC360, you know.
Oh, of course. As they say, say what you will about the pundits, maybe partisan, who are on Fox or MSNBC, you know, they have higher ratings than Larry does. And so I guess they're just going to ask Larry to go on home. If they do, maybe that last week they could go through his closet and show us his braces. I mean, all the different ones.
I still think he's been dead for 17 years. I think Disney's keeping him alive.
Yeah, could be. They could show his wives and see what they remember about him.
Yeah,
and,
the alimony.
Sure, that could be kind of interesting. Hey, here's kind of a nice note. To mark September 11th, the folks at Trump Resorts will honor all police officers and firefighters with a free buffet meal on Saturday in recognition of the heroism.
Wow. Where is this?
This would be at the Trump facilities in Atlantic City, be the Trump Taj Mahal, Trump Plaza, and Trump Marine.
We don't have one of those here, though, do
we? No, we don't, but I just thought I would give them a plug for doing that. I think that's a pretty nice thing. And then we've got some special stuff planned this weekend for first responders Saturday, right?
Yeah, Patriots Day is what it's officially being called. Call
there's going to be about 9 or 10, I believe, of the first responders that were there on 9/11. And plus, I mentioned this in one of the sportscasts, but if they didn't catch it, when Coach Sherman went over to Iraq in May, he met with a lot of Aggies who are home now, and several of those that he met with are going to be guests of his on the sideline, too. So
there you go, be in his world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. Hello.
Hey, they're putting the Trump building next to Papado's, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Going to have one of those there, and then, let's see what else we need. Oh, well, of course, my favorite, they'll have a Nordstrom here, so that'll be nice. So you'll have a nice place to buy expensive clothes.
There's a place somewhere south of Laredo. Got across an ocean of sun-beaten, scorpion-covered earth. So hot, cactus sweat, rattlesnakes combust spontaneously. But we're drawn to it like moths to a flaming jalapeno. Once you're there, gotta eat fire itself.
Welcome to Subway.
Subway's turned up the heat. Introducing Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, the intensely delicious new turkey jalapeno melt. A fiery new twist on a legendary flavor with bubbly Monterey cheddar and spicy chipotle southwest sauce. Or the back by popular demand buffalo chicken with fire grilled chicken and smoking red hot sauce. Fiery Footlong Subs, our boldest yet.
Subway Fiery Footlong Subs. They'll burn a wimp right out of you.
Subway. Eat fresh.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation. And they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hey, 847, next story. Here's the headline, Light Bulb Factory Goes Dark.
Okay, wait.
Light Bulb Factory Goes Dark. Okay, we'll be here all week. The last major GE factory making just your plain old ordinary incandescent light bulbs in U.S. America is closing this month. The remaining 200 workers at the Winchester, Virginia plant will lose their jobs. The plant was made vulnerable, you know, in part by the energy conservation measure passed by Congress. Wait a minute, 2007. Who was the president in 2007?
I believe that was George W. Bush.
See? One more time. One more thing that he has done.
That's right. It's all his fault.
It is his fault, really. President, son of a president.
That's right.
The plant, because of the conservation measure, they set the standards that essentially ban ordinary incandescent lights by 2014. You know what you need to do? You need to get a toilet that flushes using about 70 bazillion gallons like the old ones.
Ooh.
And a bunch of incandescent lights and just hold up somewhere. Just hold up somewhere. Just be a U.S. American, okay? Anyway, so they're going out of business. What, they couldn't retrain these people who make light bulbs? I mean, really. The law will force millions of American households to switch to the more efficient bulbs that, by the way, have mercury in them.
Oh,
mercury.
No.
Well, I want you to know that because if they break, you can't just pick them up. I mean, you know, they're dangerous because they got mercury in them.
That's right. And yeah. Ford stopped making mercury.
They did. Right. So somebody's got to pick up the slack on that deal. Yeah. Anyway, the leading replacement lights are compact fluorescents, or CFLs, which are made almost entirely overseas, mostly in China.
Not China. Anywhere but China.
Do you think...
I'd rather them be made in Cuba.
Do you think that maybe they're putting some kind of resonator in those CFLs that are sending messages to us,
non-verbal
messages in our brain?
You know, we can put a new resonator on it, but you've got to get the part in.
I'm not sure. That could take a while.
Recent
You're right.
polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is? I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people
Bin Laden.
Out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe
That's
that
really
our
terrible.
Education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq,
the Iraq,
like,
yeah.
the
and
Iraq.
I believe that they
not
should
to be confused with an Iraq.
Education over here.
Just remember to end with peace for all.
Or should help South Africa
and the home
and
of the brave
countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
So we can build up our future.
Are you done yet?
That bell didn't go off fast enough. Did it?
God, it gets longer and stupider every time. I know it's possible.
And because of the internet, it will be there forever. If she ever marries, her grandchildren will see that.
Oh, she'll marry.
Yeah.
Women like that don't go single.
No.
All right. Let's not fool ourselves here, Scott.
It's true.
She's not going to wake up homely as a mule one day.
No, that's true. No. That's true. All right.
Dumb as one, but not as homely as one,
Well, and unfortunately, you can't fix dumb.
No, there's no fixing stupid, and that would
Well, yeah, but, you know, stupid. He said dumb, not
That's
stupid.
True. He did, yeah.
You can fix homely, I mean.
Did he say dumb? I thought he said stupid.
No, he said stupid, but Tom said dumb.
Yeah,
so
I said
you can't fix dumb. You can fix homely, but you can't fix dumb.
Some British psychologists claim to have solved one of life's oldest, most confounding, and most embarrassing mysteries. That's why I thought we'd wait until there's only 8 minutes in the show to talk about this.
So, because it's going to dominate the rest of the time?
I don't know. They say that they have finally identified the male dance moves that will catch a woman's eye.
No, they haven't.
Remember Elaine?
Yeah, it's the dance move of reaching into your pocket and pulling out your wallet.
Yeah.
The result of that dance move will depend on whether or not you get the women.
You remember the Seinfeld where Elaine danced?
Oh, the little kicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You remember the song she danced to?
No, I don't. What was it?
Play That Funky Music,
oh,
White Boy.
Oh, that's right. It was, yeah. The researchers. Wow. The researchers at Northumbria University conclude that being good on the dance floor may indicate that a man has good health, in fact, and could be a good daddy maker, you know, baby maker, baby daddy. That's it. I'm not a daddy maker.
That could be a few years before we know that, won't we?
Yeah, we would. Researchers found that women paid more attention to the core body region. That would be the torso, the neck, the head. It was not just the speed of the movements, but the variability. Using 3D motion capture technology, that probably didn't cost much, the researchers analyzed 19 men and created animation to show both good and bad dance moves. Movements which were seen as negative by women were twitchy and repetitive.
Twitchy? I would think anything twitchy would be negative, yes.
I've been told I'm twitchy and repetitive, too.
Hey, she's watching you, boy. Don't go twitchy on us now.
Don't get all twitchy now.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't want to scare you.
That's
nothing.
Right.
What'd you say? Say it again.
That's right. But that girl's looking at you, and she says, he's good looking, so don't get twitchy. All right, if you're going to text your drug dealer, make sure you have the correct number. Lesson that a teenager in Helena, Montana learned the hard way. Instead of sending a text message to his dealer, police say he sent one, to a county sheriff.
To the high sheriff?
Apparently so. Text read, hey, dog, do you have a 20? Yeah, exactly. Do you have a $20 I can buy right now? The sheriff in Lewis and Clark County there in Montana said that he thought it was just a joke at first.
Montana's not big enough to have a Lewis and a separate Clark County. They went ahead and just gave them. I mean, I realize what they're doing there,
yeah.
But do you really? I mean, Clark has to play second fiddle even in county lore
Clark
now.
Clark says, I can't have. Well, they gave him Nevada.
But how do you know that's the same Clark?
It may not be. We probably need to look that up.
But, you know, yeah, Meriwether Lewis and what, you know, Bill Clark or whatever the guy's name was.
See, and again, see? Don't know. Anyway, if only there were a place. He said he thought it was just a joke at first. When it seemed clear that he'd received an inadvertent text, he decided to play along by telling the teen to meet him at a local business. When the police showed up, they found two teens and an older man. Detectives called the teens over, flashed their badges. One of them fainted straight away. Mm. There you go. You idiot. You idiot. Did the head slap on him, you dummy.
Grab your family and friends and meet at the Brazos County Expo on Tuesday, September 14th for the Taste of Home Cooking School. You'll learn 10 new recipes and helpful cooking tips and techniques for your fall entertaining. Lots of fun, door prizes, and great cooking ideas. Tickets only $11 at HEB Villa Maria Store, Celebrity Spa, Mad Hatters in Caldwell, the Brazos County Expo Complex, Heartworks, The Eagle, and TheEagle.com. The Taste of Home Cooking School, brought to you by The Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spa, HEB, and Factory Builder Stores. Limited seats are available.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
It's 3-till, just to show you how weird things are.
Wait, stop. First of all, I would like to point out that even without trying, I still rule. I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of how awesome I am.
Go ahead.
Well, I said Bill Clark in jest. It was Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha, very good. Yeah. Nice job. Now, then the other thing that's just kind of odd and turns things around is Clark County, Nevada.
Which is named for?
Is not named for him.
No? Do you
In
know
fact,
who it's named
yes,
for?
Yes, named for William Andrews Clark, who is a senator from?
Montana. What?
Exactly. See, so it all ties in. It's just one giant system. One giant system. So,
sorry, I think Were
I think
you
Scott, doing some Simpsons. There?
Sorry, Tom. I think Scott and I are breathing fumes down here.
Yeah, wasn't that Simpsons boss right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, no, Mr.
It sound kind of like Mr. Burns.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. Mm. All right, let's see. It's about 3 minutes till.
Yeah, you don't have time to give anything away.
Oh,
do you? I guess not.
Well, tomorrow
we're going to do it. I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to hold you down by your throat until you give stuff away.
This is going to end up on YouTube.
Well, all week I've been trying to give stuff away.
Till the cows come home. No, we tried to get
Not yesterday, then. I reminded you, you didn't do it.
Yeah, we got busy.
I know. Well, that's okay. Tomorrow, tune in. We'll give stuff away.
we're going to give stuff away
that's running out of time.
There you go. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The Second Continental Congress in 1776 made the term United States official, replacing United Colonies. In 1850, boy, we made a mistake, California became the 31st state in the Union. Yeah. I mean, they can float out in the ocean for all we care. 1956, Elvis Presley made his first of three appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't swivel them hips.
Yeah. Attica, 1971. And in 2005, Michael Brown, Brownie, doing a great job.
Yeah.
Was relieved of his on-site command of that Hurricane Katrina situation. All right. You got
some time?
You got a minute and a half.
Well, I got some stuff.
I don't know.
Don Johnson is going to get even more wealthy. A judge has doubled his jury award for profits from Nash Bridges to more than $51 million. Judge ruled Johnson should get more than $28 million in interest from the show. He had sued three companies last year for the money he thought he was owed, and the judge agreed.
So he gets $50 million for a bad television series?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Gee, it's pretty awesome.
Exactly. You know, all the principles of Bonanza, the actors, are gone, and now the longtime producer, David Dortort, at the age of 93, died. He produced Bonanza, High Chaparral, and a lot of TV westerns, including The Chisholms also. And he's dead at the age of 93. And Univision was the most popular network among TV viewers age 18 to 49 last week. It's the first time a Spanish language station has beaten an English one, or the English ones, in key demographics in the U of S.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, first football game of the NFL season, the Saints and Minnesota from the Superdome, and Taylor Swift and the Dave Matthews Band will both be performing. That's all I got.
Johnny Depp tops Forbes money list of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. Depp earned $75 million in the last year. Number two is, can you guess? Ben Stiller.
Really?
$53 million. Third is Tom Hanks, then the aforementioned birthday boy, Adam Sandler, then Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Radcliffe, who's like 20. He made $25 million. Robert Downey Jr. at $22 million. Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, George Clooney. That's the top 10 according to Forbes. We're back tomorrow. WTAW.